If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Whatever you got, I'll eat it, snort it, or ride it, baby.
That's not Nancy Sinatra on that cut. A lady by the name of Nina Lazell.
I'm sorry, who?
And that was from a movie that they did in Sweden somewhere.
Ha! Nobody cares.
But it was called Hey Cowboy from Lee Hazelwood. And, you know, he passed away.
I cannot remember a time before you started telling that story.
And we send our regrets to him and his family. And
so?
Everyone survives and gets by with it.
You have no brain. What you think means nothing. Am I clear?
That's common knowledge. The guy's retarded.
He was a great songwriter and singer.
It's as if I'm having a nightmare and waiting for someone to wake me up.
And now.
Yeah, it's another Manic Monday for you on K-Rock.
Our feature presentation.
No one is here. What the hell's going on? Where's B?
I know.
Where's Lisa?
They're gone.
No one's here.
They're gone.
Hey, I'm here, actually,
guys,
Kevin.
Guys,
back at
Kevin?
The studio.
What?
Kevin? Hello?
Yeah, it's me,
Where
B.
Where are you?
Well, I'm at home. I flew back to Seattle on Friday. Remember?
Huh.
Lisa?
Lisa's
in the K-Rock studio,
I
think.
In the studio. Came home over the weekend.
What the hell?
You know,
Ralph?
You party hard, Kevin.
Where's Ralph?
He's just Ralph. Gone.
he didn't make it.
No.
He died?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He didn't make it. I mean, that's how much you partied. You partied him into the ground.
Yeah.
So I'm the only one in Vegas.
That's
well, you got
out.
Producer Lightning and assistant producer Super Whore. I think they're still there.
Is Alex there?
She went back up to the room for something.
Oh, okay.
So she's here someplace.
So she is there somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, that's
How
good.
About that?
Wow. Last man standing.
So you guys are at home.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Dude, we would be dead if we tried to keep up with you. Here's the other thing I know about Lisa is I saw Lisa and her face is always white, but I mean, it was really white as she was leaving the hotel on Friday. I saw her running out to get a cab. I said, Lisa, what's going on? And she said something about you'd sent a mountain goat up to her room, and it was more than she could even deal with what you were trying to get going there.
It was disgusting. I just,
wow.
I and the thing is, Kevin is conditioned to do this stuff.
He's, how come no one told me? We tried.
We tried.
You couldn't hear us.
Wow.
Lisa tried to talk to you, and all you wanted to do was motor boobs.
Well, can you?
You were out of control, Kevin.
That's what I remember seeing, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Must
you
leave
partied,
Vegas.
You partied Omar under the table. That's how bad you were.
Must leave Vegas.
Yes, you must leave.
Oh, I must leave.
See, I had my money on I'll never drink again. I didn't see Must Leave Vegas coming. I just figured you'd be I'll never
too.
Drink again.
Well, I don't think it's possible.
If you're in Vegas, you have to drink, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's possible for me to not drink in Vegas, so Must Leave Vegas.
Right.
Okay.
Because death is imminent.
Have you been to bed? Did you sleep at all last night, this morning?
I slept a couple hours, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel I'm fresh, spry. I don't know. I got to get out of here.
The 2007 Video Music Awards were last night, and that's why we all went to Las Vegas. And it was grand ambition. We all had plans to stay through the weekend and into Monday, and then it sounds like
what happened to those plans?
Well, it was too much. It was too hot. There was too much going on, and we just couldn't hang.
Yeah.
Remember when we said, hey, that'll be cool. We'll go Wednesday. We'll broadcast Thursday and Friday. We'll go to the show on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll broadcast Monday.
Kind of remember that.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
Good times.
Wow. So you guys are already back.
Yeah. We're
all right.
Here.
Excellent.
You have a lot to do today, young man.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
I haven't heard a peep of what was going on over the weekend. And of course, we'll get to the awards. We'll talk about those at length. But tell me about Saturday and the rest of Sunday. What kind of stuff did you guys do? And Friday night, for that matter.
I will say that I saw Kevin at a cabana at the Marea Beach Club, I think is what it's called. Alex's Marea Beach Club. And Kevin had the shakes. He was just so worked from the night before.
How dare
really?
So we'll tell you more
that.
about more about that later. But Bean, I will tell you that the hottest women on the planet. You know, I'm jaded. Like, I'm like, no girl is ever good enough for me.
Yeah, right,
like,
right.
And it's like someone took a strainer above Las Vegas, and only the hot chicks, you know, made it through. And they were all over the city for the last 2 days, and your eyes would have burst had you been here.
Yeah, I know. The party Saturday night, Lightning, that was the ultimate. That was the pinnacle, wasn't it?
Which party? The UFC party?
The Maxim UFC party.
Yes, that was the UFC party.
That was almost vulgar. I mean, I had to leave. It was sensory overload how many hot chicks there were.
There were women.
Can you turn her microphone on, Lane?
Lightning doesn't want me
to
recap.
There we go.
There were women at the UFC party when you walked in these long, tight-ass gold dresses with, you know, their boobs hanging out, handing you beer as you walked into the party. They're like, here, welcome to the party. Here's a nice cold beer.
Wow.
It's like, I've died and gone to heaven.
I know it sounds stupid to say they're hot chicks in Vegas, but this was exceptional.
Abnormal.
I even thought about switching teams for a few hours. I'm just saying.
I've been here 1,000 times. This was different. I don't know why. I don't know how.
Psycho Mike, would your wife have been allowed into that party, or would she be not hot enough?
No. They would have actually kicked her in the face and sent her home. They would have been angered that she would have even thought she could get into that party.
She would have been considered dog-like compared to this party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they would have executed her. And you know what? In parts of Nevada, it was considered rape if she would show up. It's rape for them.
Wow. Hey, let me back up one step to the beach, the pool area that you were talking about. Wasn't that at our hotel, at the hotel? And isn't it a topless beach?
There was, yes. There was boobies.
And I will tell you, in the villa next to us, at some point during the day, they closed the curtains and you heard all the girls giggling, we're having a naked party! And all the guys ran over and were like, you don't have to close the curtains, it's cool.
How long were you topless, Alex?
I think maybe about like 20 minutes.
That's a pretty cool pool here.
I didn't want to
in Las Vegas.
You know.
That
I'm surprised you can remember, Kevin. I'm surprised you can remember. Lightning's not exaggerating. You were Ling Ling in full effect on Saturday afternoon.
What's Ling Ling? What does that mean?
Do you remember Ralph calling you that?
Yeah,
on
but
the
I
show?
Didn't. I didn't understand it.
Ling Ling, like the panda.
Yeah.
You know when like pandas
yes.
eat and they're hunched over and like they're eating their melon, and they're kind of sloppy, and they get melon all like in their fur.
You had transformed from a human into some type of creature that we as humans like to just observe and watch.
I'm not. Yeah. Yeah. Ling Ling is not.
You know how Dave's obsessed? No, you know how Dave's obsessed with Panda Cam? We need Kevin Cam.
We do.
Just
I don't
sit
think
it on
so.
You and watch you eat your melon.
It happened Friday morning. I called you a panda because you were staring through the glass as if you were looking at something, and I just assumed it was the people in the zoo. And then Ralph started calling you Ling Ling, and I think it stuck now because you do get that look on your face like you're not really aware of your immediate surroundings. You're just in another world.
It does feel sometimes like you're watching a TV show outside your head.
How was the King of Mexico, by the way, at that topless pool? Because I know that's something he was very much looking forward to. Was
topless
he crazy?
As hell, man.
That guy
took his shirt right off.
He sat in the pool and he did the crossword for In Touch magazine and stared at the girls.
Dave doing it.
Dave? I swear to God.
Where's Dave? Is Dave here?
Well, his plan was to drive back after the parties last night, directly to K-Rock.
Dave's between. I'm going to tell you, I went to bed after the show at like, I don't know, 11:30 midnight. Dave walks by my room, knocks, and goes, hey, I'm going to go down and grab a drink before I leave. I was like, do you think that's a good
idea? Is that a good plan?
And he goes, yeah, I'll be cool. I was like, okay, we're going to need you at 5 o'clock.
So he's not there yet?
Haven't seen him.
We should call the highway patrol because this
let
is
me
not
text
good.
Him.
Well, I don't think we need to call the
yeah,
highway
let's
patrol.
Let's text
yeah,
him
don't
while
warn
he's
them.
Oh,
the
wait. I got one new message from David Sell.
Yes.
Who says, I'm not going to make it to work on time. Didn't take into account all of Apple Valley going to work in L.A. at the same time.
So he's in traffic.
Oh, he's stuck.
And
yeah.
I got this at 5:25.
Nice.
Yeah.
Stuck in traffic, in air quotes.
So...
why is traffic in air quotes?
Yeah.
Because he's hungover.
Because he's lying.
Yeah, and you probably stayed here drinking a you know, party.
I'm too tired to
driving.
Come to work.
Yeah, he's at Binion's.
Exactly. Yeah. I said to Dave, I don't know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I don't know. I said to him, dude, you know, you should have called in sick on Monday. What the hell are you trying to do driving all the way back and work? He's like, I don't know. It just seemed like the right thing to do. So he went to the show with me and then apparently left and drove home and is on his way.
Oh, Dave.
Okay. You guys are already home.
Yeah.
What the?
You suck.
You got a whole show to do, and then you got to pack up, and
you got to get to the airport,
and then you got to get on the plane.
I'm going to die. I think my liver's going to divorce me.
Well, you're not going to be by yourself because you have the hilarious and buoyant Serge Tankian coming in from System of a Down this morning.
Oh, dear God.
Serge Tankian's coming into the studio here in Vegas.
That's correct, yeah. Yes.
Talk about a solo CD. Have you guys seen that video online on K-Rock?
A little bit of it. The one where he does the video where he plays himself and all the parts.
Interviewing himself.
Right.
That's pretty weird. That's just short of underwear on the head.
Yeah.
You know? Really
for,
bizarre.
For Serge it is. Yeah, that's as crazy as he gets.
So we're going to talk to him today on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, I forgot, and Bean will spin out if I don't say this. It's Monday, the 10th of Slut-tember.
Slut! 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 Slut!
Remarkably, in deference to your condition, I was just going to let that go today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just impressed you're there, so I wasn't going to ask for much more.
Wow. We also have Joe Maloof, who is the owner of the Palms. We talked to him about everything that's going on. Owner of the Palms and the Sacramento Kings and everything else. We got 50 Cent. We talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you that today.
Alex's new boyfriend, 50 Cent.
He kissed me. Did I mention he kissed me?
Yeah, you did.
About 1,000 times, Alex.
he kissed me.
Yeah, you did say that. Let's see. What else do we have? We have the MTV Video Music Awards recap. We have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. I talked to Tom DeLonge, and that interview is somewhere.
Oh, what? Guys.
Yeah. I'm not positive where that went.
Well, it's on a computer.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to get a computer scientist to extract it.
Hang on one second, because we have Tom right here in the satellite hookup. Tom, do you remember speaking with Kevin and all over the weekend?
I remember after the performance, we talked about wizards and sprinkling magic dust from space about things.
It was before the performance, Tom.
That's what I meant.
Looking forward to that.
So we got that coming up, and I'm going to die. We got that coming up, and I got to leave Vegas, and we got that coming up. So
this is a mess.
Yes, it is.
All of that plus the showbiz report coming up right after this in the World Famous K-Rock. Kevin?
Gotta go.
Kevin?
Been here too long.
Kevin?
Can't take Vegas this long.
It's going to be a long day, I can tell. It's 5:52 on the Kevin and Bean Show, 106.7 KROQ. The 2007 MTV Video Music Awards are last night. And wow, is Britney fat?
Britney is fat.
Because I'm fat, fat, fat.
Here's her performance from last night. Thought she was going to do her new single, Give Me More, but instead she did this one.
Don't you call me pudgy, portly, or stout, and tell me once again who's fat.
Time for the K-Rock Showbiz Beat at 5:52. Look, it's not like she's fat for a regular walking around person. She looked okay. I mean, she looked okay for a regular person. But for a woman to get up on stage in front of the world in a bikini and sing and dance, she had no business walking out of her dressing room. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah, the clothing that she wore was as if she was in perfect shape.
Well,
and she wasn't in perfect shape.
That's how she's walking around everywhere now. She's wearing the same thing she used to wear, but she looks terrible.
Exactly.
She doesn't seem to have any sense of what she actually looks like.
Don't you try to minimize the fat? I mean, isn't that a plan for clothing?
Yeah.
Don't you say to somebody, I'm fat. Let's put me in something that doesn't show it.
Yes.
I don't know a single woman who looks at that fupa and says, you know what the answer is here, is to not cover it, is to not wear something that obliterates that so people can't see it. I mean, isn't that what we all do, is we all wear something a little loose-fitting if we're trying to hide some fat? I mean, how does Britney not know that?
You pop up the boobs and you hide the belly.
Exactly.
That's all she had to do.
Not fupa Spears.
Nope. At least she couldn't have been more exciting and dynamic in that performance. At least she barely lip-synced to her own record.
Yeah, she forgot about that about half the time.
I likened it to a grade school kid that does one of those like holiday music pageants, but clearly didn't rehearse as much as the other kids.
No, she actually looks confused at times.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, she does.
Like, oh, what are we doing now? It was sad.
Well, we do have more on that topic, and including some of Sarah Silverman's quite biting comments immediately after Britney's performance that I don't know how they went over in the room, Kevin, but they sure played flat on television, I'll tell you.
Oh, it was awesome. That's because nobody ever says things like that to these people's faces.
Yeah.
Right.
They have yes people surrounding them.
We've got some highlights of that coming up between 6 and 6.30. More on the MTV Video Music Awards, including a list of some of the winners. Weekend Hot Movies, by the way. Psycho Mike, I know you were in Las Vegas. You didn't get a chance to see your boyfriend Christian Bale, but he's back with another number one hit, his movie with Russell Crowe called 310 to Yuma. With, I mean, compared to Halloween the week before, kind of a lackluster debut, only $14.1 million, but still enough to make it number one at the box office over the weekend.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Kevin, you were talking about how much you never go to movies in Las Vegas, but you were thinking about going to the movies this weekend. Did you make it?
Right. Nope.
I wanted to bet on that before he answered.
there's a reason why I can't do what I'm supposed to do when I'm here. I just can't. It's just whatever I'm supposed to be, I can't do it. So I still need to see the movies. I didn't see anything this weekend.
Halloween was number two with $10 million. Superbad, Balls of Fury, Bourne Ultimatum. Shoot 'em Up, by the way. And I don't know how many theaters it was on, but only $5.45 million for our friend Clive Owen for that movie that looks so good.
That surprises
that's
me.
Weird.
Rush Hour 3 was 7, Mr. Bean's Holiday number 8, Aunt Nanny Diaries number 9, and Hairspray hanging in the top 10, just under $2 million. That's the top 10 at the box office over the weekend. Let me see. We are hoping to get an interview from 50 Cent on the air. We did record one over the weekend. We are hoping to bring it to you later this morning. And all the talk has been this fake hype battle between Kanye West's graduation and 50 Cent's new CD called Curtis. They both drop tomorrow. Bodog, the online betting site, has odds that you can wager on in terms of who is going to have the higher sales.
Well, it has to be Kanye, right?
Kanye, according to this, and I spent a couple of days in the sports book with you there at the Mandalay Bay, Kevin, and you know that I do not understand how the odds work.
Right.
But here's what Bodog's odds are, and you tell me, because it sounds to me like 50 is the favorite in this. They have Kanye West's graduation at plus 130 and 50 Cent's Curtis at minus 170. Now, what does that mean? Who's favored in that scenario?
Oh.
I don't understand how it works. Psycho Mike, do you know?
No, I'm the worst.
It sounds like 50, though.
Somebody call us and fill us in, or email Bean if you have the answer to exactly what those numbers mean.
Because I can't imagine Kanye is not going to win that battle.
Yeah,
he's just, I would think.
Yeah. Kanye, by the way, I understand, was furious again last night after the MTV Video Music Awards. You know, he was nominated in 5 different categories, shut out of all 5, threw a huge tantrum in front of the media, in front of the crew. He was waiting for an elevator in a hallway, began yelling about losing all the categories. He says, here's the quote, "That's 2 years in a row, man. Give a black man a chance."
Oh, yes. How can he do that?
Give a black man a chance.
God.
He also says he will never return to MTV again. He'll never be on MTV again as a result of being stubbed last night. So
I love a temper tantrum from a full-grown person.
I do, too. We talked a little bit about the Vanessa Hudgens naked picture on Friday morning show. She, of course, the co-star of High School Musical. She's the one that's standing between My Sweet Zach and me. And the naked picture came out, and there was some talk about what Disney was going to do about it. She issued a quick apology saying that she regrets having ever taken the photos. She basically, you know, thanked her fans and her family and blah, 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 blah. Did you see the new photos after our show on Friday that got up? They aren't naked, but they are her in bra and panty and posing in her bedroom and just so hot, even hotter than the naked one, if you can believe that. They're so good.
Wow.
Very sexy.
That's great.
There may also be more, by the way. People magazine reports that they may not have been the first scandalous shots for Vanessa. A source close to her told People that before she was famous, she was emailing suggested pictures of herself to Drake Bell, who's on that Drake and Josh show.
But fantastic.
Of course, we can't. We don't want to see those because
no, no. You know,
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Well, Roddy, the point is, she'd be like 16, so that's not happening. But I can't imagine. First of all, you know, it's not like she showed up in a porno. I mean, they're just, you know, they're so tame for naked pictures. For the naked picture, it's so unbelievably Disney-fied. It's so tame. Plus, they want to continue to work with her for, you know, High School Musical 3. I can't imagine that there's going to be, you know, she's going to get fired or anything crazy like that. I think they're just going to pretend it never happened. I think
people,
basically.
Kevin Abeen Master Plan says, do not take pictures of yourself naked or video because you don't look as good as you feel. And it's going to bite you in the ass. And sure enough.
This is terrible, terrible news for Omar. I maybe should have led with this. But the Pet Shop Boys have been forced to cancel their show at the Hollywood Bowl on September the 27th. I'm sorry, it was their only U.S. appearance for 2007. For logistical reasons, they have had to cancel it and it will not be rescheduled.
What does logistical reasons mean?
My guess, they sold less than 100 tickets.
Oh. Okay.
That's what I'm guessing, but I don't know. I just know Omar's got to be devastated.
He was he was in one of those booths over the weekend waiting. Pet Shop Boys. Oh, I can't wait. Pet Shop Boys. Hollywood Bowl. Yes.
A couple of TV notes, by the way. As you know, the new shows are starting to come back. The View debuted last week. Oprah returns today, and I only bring it up because this is the long-awaited David Letterman guest appearance on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And sure that will be very, very
exciting. I'm so fat.
And this is weird, by the way. Two different Monday Night Football games tonight on ESPN. What's the deal? I have not been following. What are they? Why are they doing this? What's the plan? What's going
Dude,
on?
You keep asking like I have an answer to anything. I don't know.
Baltimore Ravens at Cincinnati Bengals. And, Kevin, your Arizona Cardinals at the San Francisco 49ers. Two different Monday Night Football games. They say one for the East Coast, one for the West Coast. I don't know that I've ever heard of that before.
Wow, that is weird, yeah.
Very strange.
My boyfriend, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend, great. Tom Brady, was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Crap, never mind. Sorry, I'm still drunk.
He was yesterday.
We got to come home.
A lot of highlights and discussion and your phone calls about the 2007 MTV Video Music Awards between 6 and 6:30. Plus, we talked to Joe Maloof, who is the owner of the Palms, where the event was being held. We got that coming up. We hope to get the 50 Cent interview to you. All of that on the way as Kevin broadcasts live from Las Vegas. Today's celebrity birthday is Madonna's husband, Guy Ritchie, very talented filmmaker, 39 years old today. Joe Perry from the band Aerosmith is 57. Ryan Phillippe, terrific actor, 33. Mm-hmm. Crying in his beer along with our own Ralph Garman about the Eagles and their loss yesterday, which was so sad and so close.
It was brutal.
Tough loss. One of the few guys in the world who has a drink named after him that he can walk in and order. Golfer Arnold Palmer, 78 years old today. Bill O'Reilly is 58. And Dan Castellaneta, Homer Simpson, 49. That's the K-Rock Showbiz Beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. We're all in Las Vegas having a great time. It's Monday morning in Vegas.
Nope.
And I'm in Vegas,
nope.
And Bean's not here, and Lisa's not here, and Ralph's not here. And it's me and Lightning and Super Whore. That's it.
I did get a text from the King of Mexico who says that he left at 1:30. And, you know, Dave, he can drive from Las Vegas to Los Angeles in about 2.5 hours. But
that's what he claims, yeah.
For some reason, still not here. He says he's on his way. He's close. So,
yeah.
Any time now. And also, here's an update on the Kanye 50 wager that we were talking about on Bodog.com. K-Rock listener Michael writes in, hey, I think how the betting line works is that you have to lay $100 on 50 to win 170, hence the plus 170. You have to bet 130 on Kanye to win 100, hence the minus 130. That's
okay,
the wager.
Okay, so who's favored?
So in that case, it sounds to me like 50 would be favored.
Wow.
I don't know.
We're the worst guys in the world to know.
It does.
Know. Guys.
Yes.
Britney Spears.
Fat.
Fat, yes. We talked about this on Friday. I was not looking forward to it as much as you guys were, because you guys were all hoping for the train wreck that we got. Yeah. And I, for some reason, had a twinge of sadness that she was going to go through with it, because she clearly wasn't ready. She clearly hadn't been taking it seriously or rehearsing. And I wanted her to do what Christina did when Christina started to get into some trouble with her image, and that's go away. Wait about a year and then come back and look fantastic and somehow have developed talent. Well, that's not how Britney rolls at all. And she was out there opening the show last night with her lip syncing. And I know the song is kind of a hit. I mean, it's a big dance record and people are liking it. And it's getting played on the radio and the whole deal. But it was so awful. It was such, I mean, now, whatever good associates you might have ever had with that song, now you can only think of her fat ass. That's the only thing you can think of when you ever hear that song again. For people who didn't see it, she was a zombie up on that stage last night.
She was, and she didn't even try to lip sync.
No, she half the time she wasn't.
You know how you're singing
remember
in your head and you're just kind of moving your mouth
right
to maybe half the words? That's what it seemed like she was doing.
And she didn't have, any kind of intensity. She didn't seem like she had no confidence whatsoever. I mean, it was almost like you were watching a rehearsal for her to just make sure she understood the steps. I mean, that's basically what it wasn't fit
for
television.
One. And in her head, she was going one, two, okay, now three, four. It was like it was her first rehearsal. You're right. And she's gone. She's in a coma. She's dead.
And, And by the way, for 2 weeks we've been hearing the reason she's been staying at hotels all night with Criss Angel was that he was helping her develop something for this comeback. This was going to be some sort of magic trick, and we had heard rumors that it involved mirrors or it involved her disappearing and reappearing on the stage. There was none of that. It was just there was nothing else going on but her just sleepwalking through a lip sync job.
She clearly did Vegas the way Kevin does Vegas. Well, that's what happened.
Lisa is exactly right. I mean, last night. Two nights ago, Saturday night, she should have been doing nothing but rehearsing,
yeah,
or
absolutely.
Getting some rest. I sat next to a guy on my flight home yesterday who is a PR person for the entertainment aspect of a very large hotel resort in Las Vegas. I don't want to mention the name. And there's a very, very popular club in that hotel. And he said Britney was leaving that club around 7:30 in the morning. Sunday morning.
No.
Oh, she was spotted all over town. She was at the Diddy party. She was everywhere. Yeah.
She didn't get to sleep till 9. I mean, she didn't get to sleep till 9 o'clock in the morning of the day she was supposed to perform her big comeback.
Wow.
And wasn't this, I mean, this was so crucial for her. This was the biggest performance of her life to be able to come back and get people talking about her music rather than just walking barefoot through restrooms,
we knew this was going to happen because we haven't seen any signs of her actually taking this seriously.
Yeah.
By the way, was anybody else angry about MTV seemingly forcing everyone to say that they were excited about Britney's, you know, comeback?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? All of the interviews, before the show, they're like, hey, what are you looking forward to? Oh, I'm looking forward to Britney. All of them.
I don't think MTV forced anybody to say that. I think that was the only thing that was going to be interesting and turned out to be the only thing worth talking about on the entire show. It was possibly the worst award show that's ever been presented on any network ever. What else did it have besides making fun of Britney being fat?
Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, had you heard about any – it's not like there was a host that you were looking forward to. It's not like there was another musical performance that people were super jazzed about. I mean, for me, honestly, I could have watched Britney – and written her off for life and seen as much as possible of the Foo Fighters in their suite, and they were phenomenal. Right. And there was not one other thing worth watching on that show. It was an abomination. So if people are asked, what are you looking forward to? I mean, there wasn't much else to talk about.
Who was looking forward to Britney Spears? I mean, I don't understand that. Well, I understand that you're interested in the train wreck, but you're not like, oh, come on, Britney, you can do it.
Yeah, it's more like I'm fascinated to see what's going to happen.
Right,
it's not, I'm super excited because Britney's back. It's not
that. Yeah, it was just, I don't want to miss the train wreck is what it was, because she's probably going to cry. That's what people were thinking when they said they were looking forward to it. And by the way, the other thing we heard, I mean, it seems, we'll ask Harvey about this, but it turns out almost everything we heard about this performance turned out to not be true. I mean, there was no Criss Angel. You know, it sucked. There was supposed to be a second song. We were hearing that into Friday. We were hearing that there was going to be a second song. She was going to debut a new one called Cry. And I don't know whether, you know, she had already overdosed on something after her first performance and they couldn't wake her. I don't know what happened to her, but they never mentioned her again, that's for sure. No host on the show last night. Sarah Silverman did come on right after Britney and had a little bit to say about the former pop princess.
This is so exciting. Was that incredible? Britney Spears, everyone. Wow. She is amazing. I mean, she is 25 years old and she's already accomplished everything she's going to accomplish in her life.
Well, that actually is a very good point. It is true. And then it got worse.
But have you seen Britney's kids? Oh, my God. They are the most adorable mistakes you will ever see. They are so cute. They're as cute as the hairless vagina they came out of.
How sweet is that, huh?
Wow.
Kevin, were you in the room at the Pearl, at the Palms, when that was going on?
At that moment?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Okay. Because I was wondering how it was playing in the room, because it was deadly quiet for those of us watching it at home on the TV. I mean,
I really think a couple of laughs,
but people were so uncomfortable with that.
Because that kind of comedy, I mean, just picking on somebody to their faces, it never happened. She's got balls.
She does. Justin Timberlake, probably one of the biggest winners of the night, including a male artist. He actually took a swipe at MTV as he was accepting his award, ironically, from the girls from the Hills.
Thank you for this award, MTV. And like I said, play more damn videos. We don't want to see The Simpsons on reality television. Play more videos.
And I think he was talking about the Newlyweds, maybe, from like 3 years ago.
Yeah, and I think Ashley Simpson had a show, too.
Oh, Ashley had a show, too, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, that the Hills girls are giving him the award, and he's railing on them for reality TV, but he ended up winning a bunch. Shia LaBeouf somehow got roped into appearing on the show last night. I'm sure he regrets now, as everyone associated with it should. But he did, and by the way, again, this is another example of just all hype and no one cares. He decided that would be the time to announce the title of the Indiana Jones movie that he's working on. And what a bizarre place to bring it up, and so out of place, and really no reaction.
This is the first time it's ever been heard. The official title to the next Indiana Jones installment is Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. It's a big deal. Nobody's ever heard it before.
And courtesy applause now.
Oh, that was awkward.
That was weird because I don't care what the title is.
The whole thing was just so flat, and I know they were trying something new, and I give them credit. I mean, the ratings go down every year on this show, and they're trying to figure out a way to invigorate it. So they took it from 3 hours to 2 hours. They brought it to Las Vegas, which, you know, adds a certain glitz factor, and they moved it all over the hotel. There was no one spot where the awards were being held. And it was such a mishmash of, all right, now let's throw it up to some of Kanye's performance that was obviously taped the night before. Now let's throw it down to this guy. Now let's throw it up to this suite where Fall Out Boy is singing. It was just – I mean, it was just a mash, and it was a mess. It was both of those things.
Yeah.
It was. I thought it was good that they tried something different, because you've seen 100 award shows. You know, they all looked the same, but it was a swing and a miss.
Yeah, right, and we've certainly complained about the length before, so cutting it down to 2 hours was not a bad idea.
Right. Now, the one thing that they didn't give us much on TV, and I'm hoping, Kevin, either you were there or somebody you know was there, what happened when two of Pam Anderson's ex-husbands apparently got into some sort of fight? Kid Rock and Tommy Lee, there were a couple references from the stage. I mean, was it an actual fist fight? And if so, what happened?
I don't know. I don't know that. But we need to find out exactly what went on, because it sounded like they came to blows. And that's fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was reading something this morning. It definitely sounded like that.
Because Jamie Foxx got up and talked about the white-on-white crime, you know, and you got to do what you can. Jamie, by the way, you know, Oscar-winning actor, very talented. This is all he can ever do on stage.
Yo, make some noise, Vegas, right now. Make some noise right now, Vegas! Make some noise right now!
In other words, are we still on? Is this thing still on? What's going on?
He was so unbelievably annoying.
Yes. That
wasn't
is accurate.
He, I mean, talking about that, you know, the movie gave the date like 17 times. And poor Jennifer Garner, by the way, who's super hot, standing there trying to figure out what the hell to do with him.
Yeah, he was presenting an award with, I guess it was for Best Group. He was presenting it with Jennifer Garner. They're the co-star in the movie called The Kingdom. That looks like a good movie that's coming out at the end of the month. But yeah, they talked about it. Poor Jennifer, by the way, a little bit confused as to whose name she was reading off the card.
The Best New Group is...
It's All About You.
Gym Class Fallout.
Okay, Gym Class
Gym
Fallout.
Class. Fallout.
Congratulations.
So who was it? Was it Gym Class or Fallout?
Gym Class Heroes. And by the way, I so wanted to smash my TV when freaking Gym Class Heroes is best rock band in a category that includes the White Stripes.
I know.
You're not going to remember Gym Class Heroes in 10 minutes. The White Stripes you're going to know in 10 years. Oh, I couldn't even believe it.
It seemed like every other band in that category was better.
I know.
It was a bizarre choice.
I mean, I guess they're fine, I guess, but best rock band? Come on. And Linkin Park's performance was one of the other ones that was actually really good. Very few of those last night. Yeah. And the last clip I have is Miss Teen South Carolina. And I don't know if she ought to be allowed to make fun of herself. She should really leave it to the rest of us, but... She's the one, you remember, who had that answer about the maps on the beauty pageant a couple weeks ago, and MTV flew her in for this.
This show only airs one time because I personally believe that Nevada Las Vegans don't have fun because some people out there don't have meat, and I believe they should. Over here in the South America, we should help the Iran, the Pakistan, and everywhere like such as the Wu-Tang Clan, so we can better... future, such as.
I want to kill everyone who was on the show, everyone who was associated with the show, everyone who watched the show, including my own self.
Yeah, that's you can't make fun of yourself like that. That's bogus.
No, it's unfair.
You
know what I mean? Take that away from us.
It's unfair.
It's not like she's in on the joke and she's watching somebody else. It was her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Her.
It was a sad, sad, sad show. And I don't think we mentioned that Britney was really fat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's 6:30. This is Kevin. I'm still in Vegas. Apparently everyone else left. Lightning is here. Assistant producer Alex is here. And Lisa went back. Bean went back. Ralph's
gone.
You guys
suck. You suck.
We're alive.
We need to talk to our intern.
Kevin throw down with Serge Tankian when he comes in the 8 o'clock hour. None of us wanted to be there for that.
I don't have any problem with Serge Tankian. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you certainly have loved his new songs. That is true.
But we got to talk about our intern right now, Shaolin Robot. Good morning, Shao.
Good morning.
Shao is dead to me. I don't even want to have anything to do with this.
So wait till you hear this, though, Bean. Shao, tell us about your morning. What time did you get to K-Rock?
I got here at 5:30.
5:30, okay. And what did you do?
I got here at 5:30?
Yes.
I waited outside.
You waited outside?
For a car to come in through the gate.
Because you didn't have a card key?
Oh, I misplaced it and I haven't found it yet.
Okay, so you lost your card key, so you can't get in. So you waited out in front of K-Rock.
Yeah, kind of, you know, chilled.
So you chilled, sure.
For how long did you wait, and why didn't you call Mike to come out and get you?
I don't have Mike's number. I only have Alex's landline, and I left her a decent message.
Mm-hmm. Shao, you know, I've given you my cell phone number before.
Why won't Lightning turn Alex's mic on, by the way?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He hates me. Hang on.
Go ahead.
Hang on. Can you hear me now, guys?
Yes, yeah, better. Thank you.
Okay, so I've given Shao my cell number before, and she knew we were all in Vegas, so that I wasn't in the office to answer
right,
the phone.
Certainly.
And she's also accepted calls. When you're a phone op, someone can buzz from the gate. Like, she's buzzed in guests. She's let people in. So she knows if you're outside and you can't get in, you just press the button.
There's a little keypad
the
right
box.
There. And you just press call, and it calls. You don't need to know a number.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about calling Alex's cell phone?
How long did you wait, Chow?
10 minutes.
And then?
And then no one came in. Well, I was also listening, so I heard Dave wasn't coming in, so he's probably the last one in. And then I was like, oh, he's not coming in.
But wait a minute. So didn't you think, when we heard that Dave was late, didn't you think, wow, I really need to be there to help out?
Yeah.
I thought that.
Yeah.
So what did you do? What action did you make after thinking that, boy, the boys really need my help this morning?
I drove back to school.
You waited 10 minutes and drove home?
She went home.
The best part is I call her, and she's listening to our show in the background, and I told her to turn her radio down because I have to talk to you. She's like, but I'm listening to you guys.
I'm sure I was sleeping in the car.
Sleeping in the car?
I was in the parking lot, so I was just chilling in the car.
Shao, you do a lot of chilling, don't you?
How is that relevant? How is that relevant to the fact that you needed to be here? Why on earth would you drive all the way back to UCLA, of all places?
I don't know. I was here, though, at 5:30. I had a witness.
And that helps us
out. You had a witness who saw you? The homeless guy in the corner who's on the bench every morning?
There's always a white van parked outside, and I parked behind it.
Okay.
But, Shao, how does it help us if you're in the parking lot? How does that get the phones answered? How does that get coffee made? How does that get faxes sent? What do you think you're doing to help the show if you're in the parking lot not coming in?
Nothing.
Wait a minute. Let me just see if I got this straight. You left K-Rock and you went back to UCLA, and then you slept in your car?
Why?
Because
I couldn't get in.
Couldn't get in where you live?
No, I couldn't get into the station.
So why'd you stay in your car when you went back to your place of residence? Where
you
have
a
bed
your dorm?
And a couch?
Well, I don't have a key to the room that I'm staying in.
Do you have a key to anything in this world?
You know what? What she doesn't want to tell you, and I'm going to tell you,
please,
is that until school officially starts, she's sharing a dorm room with a friend.
Don't care. Where's the key?
So, but there's only one key for the room, and her
and
friend has
it. And it's possible to make a copy of a key for under a dollar anywhere.
No, you can.
No, because they're not normal keys. Dorm keys are kind of like hotel keys.
Oh, okay, so you didn't
cards.
You didn't knock or try to call, you know, one of your roommates or
no,
anything like that?
I can't even stay there. So it's a sneaking thing.
So you were just sleeping in your car. Yeah.
But, okay, if you knew going into driving back to UCLA that most likely you would not be able to get into where you were going when you got to UCLA, what was the purpose of ever driving back there? Why wouldn't you say, you know what, I got to be here at K-Rock. This is my obligation for right now. I understand I've lost my key, so why don't I just crash out here? Here at
right,
K-Rock.
Because sooner or later, someone will come.
Eventually.
People are going to start rolling in around 7, 8. There's going to be more people.
It might be convenient for me to be here when Dave gets here instead of in Westwood.
In your car.
It's scary out
listening
here.
Listening to our show.
It's scary what?
It's scary out here.
Out here meaning?
It's scary at K-Rock?
Yes.
As a girl in her car on the street, I guess, or in the parking lot or something.
Okay, I will give her that. At 5:30 in the morning, I wouldn't want to be on her station street corner either in Compton.
No,
but my job comes first.
You don't have to go to sleep. I mean, if it were me, I would have figured out a way to call. And if I couldn't,
of course.
I would have waited for 3 hours for somebody else to come so you could get in.
Yeah.
Shao, you're not trying is the problem here. You're not using your head, girl.
No, I'm trying.
You're Shao, not trying. Alex, you're not stupid.
I want to hear about Alex's cell phone. She's given you the number. Do you not have it?
I didn't have the number.
You didn't store it in your phone?
I only had her landline stored.
Why didn't you store her cell phone?
Because I didn't have the cell phone. I don't remember getting it.
Huh.
Okay.
So Shao drove home. That's what happened. And then slept in her car at UCLA.
I'm sorry. I'll work double time.
No, no. We know how to hire him. You're a catch.
Remember, this was your intern.
I want to marry you, Shao.
Well, she was Asian. We thought she'd be reliable.
I want to bury you, Shao.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. That song ended, right? That's over?
It did, yeah. Get another Bloody Mary. It's 6:45. Kevin live in Las Vegas. Hey, don't forget Harvey Levin from TMZ.com is going to join us in the new TMZ television show that debuts on the TV tonight. We'll talk to him coming up. First, though, one of the interviews that we conducted for you over the weekend in Las Vegas there for the 2007 MTV Video Music Awards is with a young man you may know by the name 50 Cent.
Look at that watch.
Thanks, man.
That is nice. That is awesome.
Nice piece, man.
Is it all diamonds?
Yes. Yeah,
can I have it?
It's the Bentley edition. Brightland.
Can I have it?
No, you can't.
Dude, you're not going to miss it.
Yeah, well.
You got the new CD coming out, you know? You're going to start touring again, I imagine?
I'll be busy, yep. Well, actually, October, I'll start a film project.
That's the De Niro Pacino we heard about, right?
Righteous Kills, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Donnie Wahlberg.
How cool is that?
It's going to be hot.
How did you get involved in that? Because that looks like it's going to be an amazing project.
I actually had another film project that I committed to working with Robert De Niro in called Microwave Park that didn't actually materialize. So, yeah, I made the relationship thing.
Look, 50, I know you like 50. I know that about you. But don't you wake up in the morning and go, I'm in a goddamn movie with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. How did that happen?
I mean, it's exciting, man. All the different opportunities opening up for me, and I'm taking advantage of them. I challenge myself creatively. Being a part of film projects is a different thing. Hip-hop is so competitive that it doesn't allow you to show any vulnerability on any level, and you keep portions of your actual character, you know, out of your music.
You should get like a clothing line and... Oh, wait, you already do all that.
That clothing line.
Of all the stuff you have, the one that I'm sure people ask you the most about, and we're just fascinated with, is how does 50 Cent get into vitamin water? How did that ever happen?
Vitamin water, actually, I came across a product in a gym in Los Angeles at the time because it wasn't distributed everywhere at that point. It was so early that I did the research. I found out it was a private-owned company based in Queens. And to give some of their employees incentive, they gave them stock options. So when I actually, you know, explored seeing the possibilities of doing business with them, I had the opportunity to buy some of the stock.
And that's been hugely successful, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Huge.
If I drink that, will I have your physique? Is that all it takes? Just the vitamin water?
Well, I mean, you got to eat the right foods, too.
You know, one of the things that I noticed being here in Las Vegas is are those dog tags?
Yeah, it's my dog tag.
I'm telling you that is so hot right now. There's so many people wearing the dog tags.
Yeah, but theirs ain't got like the, mine's is it's different. So you got my son's name, Marquise Jackson, his date of birth, 10/13/96. And my mom's birthday, Sabrina Jackson.
Dude, if you get caught by the enemy and you know, name, rank, and serial number.
You should be able to find my Dog tags.
Now, of course, you're in town this weekend like we are for the 2007 MTV Video Music Awards, but there's something else kind of big in your life this week. Tuesday's a day you've been waiting for a long time.
Oh,
your,
yes.
Your fans have been, too. Tell us about September 11th.
This is my third album. I feel like it's my third born, my third child. It's going to grow as human. You know? So it'll start off on the 11th, and then it'll just get bigger and bigger.
Some artists can throw it together. Some artists takes, you know, we talked to Linkin Park. It took them over a year to do the CD. What's it
well,
like?
Well, sometimes, I guess creatively, it's where they're at collectively as a group.
Yeah.
It may be a little easier for me to put my CD together because it's just my idea. It's not someone else's. Drawing me in a different direction.
Right.
Collectively, they all got to be in the same space in order to create music like they.
And you work with Dre, you work with Eminem.
Yeah.
Who else?
Dre, M. On this album, I work with Justin Timberlake and Timbaland.
Mm-hmm.
I work with Robin Thicke, Mary J. Blige, Akon, Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls.
Does anyone ever say no when 50 Cent calls him and says, be on my record?
No. You know, I think that comes from me not actually calling a lot, though. You know, because I isolated myself just to working with G-Unit members on my first two projects. We sold over 21 million copies. So when you call after that, it's kind of a good idea for them to work with me.
21 million copies, but every day it seems like the sales of CDs is going down because
it
of
is.
The internet and the downloading and all
technology we experience. And I mean, I think it's not a reflection of the interest you're generating with the music. It's just we have to gauge on something else at this point.
Well, you're asking people to buy your vitamin water. They got no money left to buy your albums.
Yeah, well, I mean, they need to buy vitamin water so they're healthy, and then they need to listen to the CD for pleasure.
Now, do you have having said that, do you have a number in mind that you're expecting or a number that'll make you happy on Tuesday?
I think 700,000 is a million records.
I'm not sure I understand the math.
I think now.
Oh, I see.
Like a million records 2 years ago would be 700,000 right now.
Sure.
So when I came out 2 years ago and I sold 1.140 in the first week, I feel like 700,000, high sixes to seven.
Yeah, in 2007, that's a tremendous number.
Yeah.
That's almost High School Musical math right there,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
That's big stuff right there.
Big, man.
Ever watched High School Musical?
Nah, I don't.
That's the right answer. That's the right answer.
All right. I didn't want to bring it up because I know it's been everywhere and it's the Rolling Stone cover story this week. But yeah. This quote-unquote feud with you and Kanye feels like you guys went into a room and said, come on, seriously, let's start dissing each other. And the next thing you know, we'll both sell a lot of records.
Well, Kanye had to say,
because you're friends, right?
Hasn't shown any discomfort to the success I've been having. So it's not actually, it's competition because hip-hop is so competitive that we're going to compete for the number one spot. But other than that, I don't see any competition. But I do, the Rolling Stones, you know what they did? Afterwards, I thought it was unfair that they actually tried to rate the records.
Oh, you mean like they gave their opinion of whose was better and all that?
Yeah. Before we actually have the sales come out. I mean, and it's just...
You want the public to decide.
Yeah. Like, it's an impressional publication at that point for them to say something that was, you know, about the records. That either or, whether it was positive or negative on whatever level, I don't think that's fair.
But you're cool with Kanye. This really, it's a friendly, respectful rivalry. This isn't like some of the stuff in the past with you and Ja Rule or Cameron.
Different.
I mean,
see,
those were
different.
Real.
That's real stuff.
Yeah.
This is just, he just put his CD on the same date. You don't shoot someone because they put the CD on the same date. We're still cool. You know what I mean? Like,
now, what if he tried to get you to wear one of those sweaters, though?
Then we have problems, you know what I mean?
Now, the whole I'm going to quit putting out solo records, is that just a joke?
Well, you know, I know what to say to get the public going.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
You know, but I got another album that I'm already 80% complete
what?
With. Yeah, it's Before I Self-Destruct. It's the next album, which is my fourth album requirement, and the fifth album is a greatest hit CD, and I'll totally be fulfilling my Shady Aftermath and the scope requirement.
All right, wait, let's just go back for a second. You're putting out a new CD on Tuesday.
Yes.
And you have 80% of another new CD.
Because I've been writing to a total different concept. Like, when I was writing Curtis, I was trying to create something that was, like I said, it was human. I was trying to take human emotions and making it the overall concept of the album, so I wanted something that captured joy. So I created three records that had laughter in them, and the better one of those three records was Straight to the Bank, so I put that out first.
Right.
And then Amusement Park was a record that I felt like captured, from a male perspective, it's difficult for you to write and be sexual and not be obscene or vulgar on any
right.
level, so I feel like that's necessary for me to continue to do that.
I also read that you went back to your childhood home.
Yeah, to my grandmother's.
Yeah.
To stay there.
To write.
She got a new house because I moved in a new place, but the house that I grew up in I went there because I just found myself in a funky space when I, like, I can write from any perspective. I can read a book and write a song based on the information that I just read.
Right.
You know, but that material doesn't mean very much to me.
Yeah, personal experience is what you...
I try to base it off of something that I've experienced or something that I deal with on a higher level than that.
What do you... when you go back to grandma's house in the neighborhood, and I'm sure you still have a lot of friends back in New York and everything, you know, they all want to be where you are. Do you help them? Do you talk to them and tell them how they can get out like you did?
They can't be helped.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, these people is conditioned for certain things, and they need to be in that space.
But how'd you make it so big? How'd you come from the same place a lot of those people come from and be one of the biggest entertainers in the world?
I mean, the Lord's blessings. I guess, I mean, just... It just was in my cards. The cards I was dealt was for me to go in this direction. A lot of them, they're not conditioned for anything else. So even if you brought them into this situation, they would only be able to find their value in an altercation. They wouldn't absorb the new information going on around them. That would make them valuable in this space.
I'm learning an important lesson today, Kevin. This is something.
When you go back to Queens, do you have a lot of people coming up to you and saying, you have to listen to this? You have to listen to this. Hey, listen to this.
Not just Queens. Wherever I'm at. CD, yeah. Music. The artist come to me right away. Yo, here, I want to do this. Just check it out.
And what percentage of that stuff is really crappy? Like 90?
A lot of it. Yeah. And you know what it is? It's because they're not using their own creative space, their own judgment. They watch what's working for the moment and make their version of that.
Right, kind of like a copy of.
Yeah, and
right.
Then it sounds like, doesn't sound good because they're not being themselves on the actual records. Like for me, the real significance in my music career is me not having to compromise myself on any level.
Right.
You know, so...
We were talking just before you came about how much we hate the clean versions of songs.
Yeah, you. You know, I can't stand it. You know, because a lot of times, like, they'll say I'm excessive on some levels with some of the terminologies I use because they're aggressive.
Right.
And I say that these are the actual phrases and terminologies that they actually use in the environment.
Right.
So if you're trying to create a picture or admit it feels like something that's actually the mood of what was going on at that time period, I got to use those. It's almost like saying, okay, paint me a picture of the American flag. Just don't use red.
Right.
It's tough for you to create that picture. So it's like for me, I'm like, wow. So don't say this and don't say that. When these things have to be muted out or cleaned up,
right,
for radio. So that shows you that. That should be an indication to the public that every record that you make could be cleaned up to the point to be presented to the public the way they want it to. Right. But it would change what it is.
Tuesday is when the new CD comes out. It's called Curtis. Is that, obviously everybody knows that's your real name, but is that title significant in any way because of this record?
Yeah, I mean, it's my third album. A lot of people don't know my grandfather's Curtis Sr. His firstborn is Curtis Jackson Jr. And I'm Curtis III. My mom named me after my grandfather, so it's a perfect title for my third album.
Just you saying, here I am.
Yeah.
And what's your next 3 to 6 months going to be like? Are you going to tour heavy?
Oh, it's going to be hectic. Yeah, because month of October, I'm on a movie set. In November, December, I tour internationally. January, February, March, I'll be back touring domestically through the United States. And following that, there'll be new releases.
Sounds like it's good to be 50 Cent.
Pretty good.
You sure you won't reconsider about giving Kevin your watch?
No, I want Kevin to go ahead and get his watch, his own watch.
You like your own?
Yeah, I like this one.
All right, last question then, and I'm sure you get asked this all the time, but I gotta. Can we join the G Unit? I mean, is there any way
Absolutely.
We can?
Absolutely. Wait a minute, are you guys Jewish?
I don't know. Does it help?
I know. Well, it's the Jew Unit.
Oh, that's close. We're not the G Unit. We're the G Unit.
I was trying to make sure you didn't fall into a different classification.
So by doing,
I definitely could be down.
So by doing this interview, we're not honorary members of the G Unit.
Well, you could be jumped in.
Rather not, thanks.
Kevin is still in Las Vegas, site of the 2007 MTV Video Music Awards last night.
Can I just point out, we're all supposed to still be in Las Vegas, right?
We couldn't keep up, Kevin.
That was at least the plan, though.
Lisa and I looked at each other and we said, we got to get out of here. We're going to die. We can't keep pace with Kevin. Oh, so I'm shocked that you're still alive and showed up this morning, if I can be completely honest.
Just me, Lightning, and Superhorn. We're the only ones here. Everyone else left.
Vegas with Kevin on that pace is like Nom. You're like, I got to get out of here. Man, it's the last thing I do. I got to get out.
Meanwhile, Dave, the King of Mexico, by the way, still not here. Apparently driving back, still not back at K-Rock. Anyway, we're going to talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, and we'll cover the two big events from last night's MTV Video Music Awards, and those are, of course, Britney and the most disappointing and overhyped musical performance of all time ever. And according to TMZ.com, by the way, well, maybe, maybe. According to TMZ.com, by the way, she did cry backstage afterwards. So,
oh, no kidding.
Which is the appropriate response. And the other thing that we'll talk to Harvey about, because he's got good info on it later this hour, is the fight that broke out between Pam Anderson's exes, Tommy Lee and Kid Rock. Both of them were showed on camera at different times, but we never got to see the fight or what it was all about. But apparently charges have been filed against one of them, and Harvey will have that for you coming up in just a few minutes. In case you care who won the awards, and by the way, bizarre awards again this year. Most Earth-Shattering Collaboration, for instance, was one of the awards they handed out last night. That was Beyonce and Shakira for Beautiful Liar. The Monster Single of the Year, Rihanna's Umbrella. She also won Video of the Year for the same song, Umbrella, featuring Jay-Z. Justin Timberlake was the Male Artist of the Year. Female Artist of the Year was Fergie. Best Group was, what says here, Fall Out Boy, but we know that's wrong because it was Gym Class Heroes. I watched the show. Gym Class Heroes won.
It was Gym Class Fallout. That's who.
Yeah,
I believe Fall Out Boy won Best Musical Act or Group, and then Gym Class Heroes won Best Rock Group.
Is that what it was? Okay. Yeah.
Do they do rock?
Except for Foo Fighters, there was no rock on the whole show last night.
No. I'm saying Gym Class Heroes.
I thought Gym Class Heroes won Best New Artist.
Maybe that's what it was.
We don't know.
Because they didn't break it down into categories of like rap, rock, country, whatever.
If only we were here to cover it, that would be cool.
I think Alex is right. I think they won Best New Artist. That's what they won last night. Yeah. But no one knows why. And anyway, so we'll have plenty more on that coming up. Real quick, a couple other things before we break. One is our friend Kathy Griffin at the Creative Emmy Awards over the weekend. You know, the real Emmys are next Sunday, but then they have a bunch of categories that are not given away on the real telecast that people watch that happen over the weekend. Justin Timberlake won one there, too, won an Emmy for Dick in the Box. But our friend Kathy Griffin, believe it or not, who, you know, long has made a career out of being a loser and being an outsider, actually won an Emmy for Best Reality Program.
Wow.
And first of all, I bring it up to congratulate Kathy because she is a friend of the show and she's very funny and she certainly deserves it. But maybe the best acceptance speech I've ever heard, Kathy Griffin said this, quote, "A lot of people come up here and thank Jesus for this. I want to say Jesus had nothing to do with this. Suck it, Jesus. This award is my God now."
Yes. Awesome.
So, yes, God bless Kathy Griffin.
I don't think I would stand next to her anytime soon.
Especially in a lightning storm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Actor Colin Firth is 47 years old today. Actress Amy Irving, 54. Bill O'Reilly from the Fox News Network is 58 years old today. Dan Castellaneta, of course, Homer Simpson on The Simpsons, is 49. Joe Perry from Aerosmith, 57. And Guy Ritchie, talented filmmaker. And Mr. Madonna turns 39. That is the K-Rock Showbiz Beat. What is going on over there? What are you doing? Grand prize drawing plus Harvey Levin from TMZ.com coming up this hour. Serge Tankian from System of a Down joins us in Las Vegas in the 8 o'clock hour. That's Kevin in Las Vegas, by the way. The rest of us abandoned him. Hey, you have a story about where you guys were Saturday night. What happened?
Well,
or was it last night?
It was last night, actually. But Saturday night was a great night because there were a lot of concerts all over the place. Like at the Hard Rock, for example, I saw Angels and Airwaves and 50 Cent and Linkin Park. Angels and Airwaves and 50 Cent were out back by the pool. Linkin Park had a huge setup in the parking lot. It was really great. And then Dave was going to come to the MTV Video Music Awards with me. Uh-huh. And we had tickets to go. And it was really kind of a cluster F at the Palms because they blocked off like all the – no cars were allowed. You took a cab. You had to walk like three blocks to get to it. And the red carpet was all screwed up and nobody knew where to go and nobody knew what to do. So Dave and I spent a good amount of time trying to find the place where we were going to watch the show. Now, it was at the Pearl in the Palms. That's the name of the actual place where they were having the awards. And they also had like five other suites where they had bands. If you watched it, you saw that. And we were trying to get into the Foo Fighters suite because we thought that sounded cool.
That's the one, right? It was nothing but Foo Fighters and then a rotating list of special guest stars that would just make you salivate. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was like Queens of the Stone Age, and Surge was there, and CeeLo, and Pat Smear. I mean, it just seemed like the best place in the world to be. Well, they gave us tickets to this club called Rain, Dave and I. Now, uh-huh. I'm not a seat snob. I could sit anywhere. I'm okay. I don't make a big deal about it. It's not, you know, if I get put in the back, what do I care? I've been in
You're
the
just
back
happy to be there in the room where the thing's
yeah.
happening.
I don't even, you know, I'm not really that way. But we went into the nightclub, and it was time for the show to start, and they were playing some kind of a mix of Hey There, Delilah with a dance beat.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, it was horrible. And then they showed the MTV Video Music Awards on a screen that's about 8 inches across in diameter in the nightclub, but they didn't stop the music. So we could see Britney performing, but there was the music was Hey There, Delilah, the dance version.
All right.
And it was the club, and it was where Linkin Park was going to perform later. Well, I had already seen Linkin Park. So I was like, Dave, they said we were going to be able to watch the VMAs, but we can't hear what's going on. So Sarah Silverman came out, and we were still dancing to Hey There, Delilah. And we got in an argument with a girl that was standing there. I was like, come on, Hey There, Delilah, the dance version. She's like, girls like that. But so Dave and I just sat there, and we were like, okay, well, since we can't hear, let's go anywhere else. So we left the VMAs right during Sarah Silverman and couldn't catch a cab because it was all blocked off. So we walked all the way to the Rio, and we took a cab. And we were back at our hotel by 6:30, I want to say.
Oh, no.
Really?
The show started at 6. We were back at our hotel at 6:30.
You guys are
You had tickets to the VMAs.
Yes, in the one nightclub where Linkin Park was going to perform. But they promised us we could watch the show, but they didn't have the audio up. What are we supposed to do, dance to Hey There, Delilah and watch the show on a tiny little – it wasn't even on a big screen. It was a tiny little TV. So Dave and I are walking. We're like, we're losers. We are such losers. We were back in our room by 6:30. We watched the show on TV here in Las Vegas in our rooms.
I don't understand.
Did I see
I heard what? You were on the pre-show.
Did you see yourself and Dave on the pre-show when you
no,
guys came back to the hotel?
No, I didn't see that.
You know how I spotted Dave? The mustache.
Oh, yeah.
You guys were standing behind a craps table, and I was like, who's that dork with the mustache? That's Dave! That's Dave and Kevin!
Yeah, we were sitting there taking pictures, and they would be up at krock.com right now if Dave were back at the studio. Yep, but he's still driving in traffic.
Let's bring Dave onto the show because apparently he is on the phone. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
What's up, guys? What's going on?
Well, it's Monday morning. We were all supposed to be at work at 5:30. You didn't show.
Well, I'm on my way to work. I left at 1:30 a.m.
Do you think that was a good idea to leave at 1:30 when you had to be back at 5?
Well, here's Dave's thing.
It took me 3.5 hours to get there. I figured it would take me 3.5 hours, even maybe sooner, to get back.
Because you factored in morning traffic.
Would be awake. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it turns out Apple Valley likes to work in L.A., so.
Yeah.
Pete kept saying, here's my plan. If I leave too early, then I won't be able to sleep, so I'm just going to wait and drive right to work.
That was my plan was I didn't want to be late for work, so I didn't want to go home and go to sleep and then not wake up in time. So here I am, 7 o'clock, still in traffic on the 10.
In traffic on the 10, yeah.
Well, Dave, can you describe those photos that would have been up at krock.com had you showed up for work on time?
No, well, it's not possible to describe.
The back of Hayden Pantier. So she looked good.
We didn't have the best. We didn't have the best vantage point at the red carpet.
I gotcha.
We pretty much had to take. So we had to take pictures of the backs of the celebrities.
Nice.
And then we were back in our rooms a half hour after the show started. So that was our night last.
That
last
is
night.
Unbelievable. The only Third thing that would the only thing that would have made it better, Kevin, is if you didn't have to watch the show at all.
Yeah, no kidding. Well. And Psycho Mike, you have tell us your story about Dave because this really does summarize Dave's problem.
So we're at the it was a big weekend of me trying to get Dave some poon and him failing. So Friday night we're at that Linkin Park party at the Venetian, and it's awesome. I mean, there's hot chicks everywhere. They got Xboxes laid out, and you're playing games that haven't been released yet. And Linkin Park's performing, free booze. It couldn't be better, you know.
So this girl comes up to me and she starts talking to me and she's really, really good looking. And I'm like, God, man, if I was still a single man, I'm thinking to myself, but, you know, I got my buddy Dave here. I'm going to help him out. So she's talking and talking and I'm greasing her up. And finally she says, hey, do you want to go play Xbox with me? And she points to this like cabana over there where there's nobody in it. And there's an Xbox and like a flat screen. And I said, you know, I don't. But my man over here, and I start tapping Dave on the back. I said, he would love to. So I turned Dave around. I said, Dave, don't you want to go play some Xbox with her? And I'm making the, like googly eyes towards her. Like, right. Look at this chick. She's hot. And Dave goes, no, stupid. And he walks away. Those were his exact words. Not stupid. And he walks away.
Dave, why do you hate your own penis? Why do you hate your penis?
But Mike just jabs me and goes, want to play Xbox? And I'm like, no.
But I'm doing the face. I'm doing the face like, look at this one. Look at this chick.
I didn't even see her. And you just literally just kind of showed her and expect me to I don't even know what's going on at that
Dave,
point.
Dave, what does a guy have to do to help you out with chicks?
I don't know. Naked
no, stupid.
And don't Dave. Lie, those were your exact words. No, stupid.
Stupid.
I believe Mike.
I do too. Well, listen.
I hate you all. I hate MTV. I hate Vegas. Oh, no, I don't hate Vegas. I
don't hate Vegas. That's good. No. All right. I hate you right now.
King, at some point, stop on by K-Rock if it's not inconvenient to your schedule, all right?
Well, no, that's the case. So I decided to go home and go to sleep in my parking lot.
That's it. Vegas must get out of Vegas. Are you guys coming back today, or are you just moving there? Did you buy a place over the weekend, Kevin?
I have to come home today.
That's Green Day on K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. Could have used a little Green Day on the MTV Video Music Awards last night. That was the other thing about this show is, oh, here's 30 seconds of T.I., and now here's 30 seconds of Akon. Let's let Lil Wayne sing for a minute. I mean, it was just one right after another. What a jumbled mess that was.
Then Foo Fighters come on, and they cut away. You go, no, I want to
I know. I've never hated a show more than I hated that show last night. Anyway, did Britney cry, and who got arrested in the Kid Rock Tommy Lee fight? We'll find out all the answers to those questions and more with our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com coming up in about 10 minutes. First, though, how about the grand prize drawing from the weekend here on K-Rock? We were giving away tickets for the K-Rock Alley Invasion, which, as you know, is Saturday. There are still some tickets left for purchase, but we are giving them away every hour this morning on the Kevin Bean Show. And all weekend long, you qualified to win a brand new video camera and backstage passes to make your own video from the show. How about that? So let's... Mike, if you would, just dial up the winner. This is pretty cool, right? And Lightning says you get some sort of assistance out there backstage, too, some sort of team that can kind of help you put together your video.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, we've got our full web guys, our streaming guys, and they're going to help out.
So they're going to take any video that they want to take and then edit it together and put it on KRock.com?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. Yeah, in front of house, backstage,
fantastic.
Underground, around the place you're not supposed to go.
Underground.
Pretty good deal. All right,
hello.
Grand prize drawing.
Is this
Jennifer?
Yes.
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jennifer.
Very good.
Good.
Jennifer Wilson from Van Nuys. That's Kevin in Las Vegas. How crappy does he sound, Jen?
What?
Jennifer, do you know why we're calling you this morning?
I got to pull over. I'm driving.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. No, that's fine, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Jennifer's responsible.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's
rare.
God.
Jennifer, you won tickets over the weekend for the K-Rock LA Invasion, right?
Yes, I did.
So you're already going to see Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, Velvet Revolver, Kid Rock, if he's out of jail, Chris Cornell, Cypress Hill, Satellite Party, Hot Hot Heat, Against Me, Paramore. You're already in for that. That is established that much we know already, right?
Right.
Now we're calling to tell you you've won backstage passes and a brand new video camera, and you're going to be shooting the show for KRock.com.
Oh, my God!
Jennifer's happy.
You're going to have backstage passes so you can go anywhere you want to go with the video camera, within reason, of course. And you can videotape anybody doing anything.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's going to be pretty cool. And then we're going to edit it all up and put it up at KRock.com. So you will be our video videographer Saturday.
Awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Oh, my goodness.
Jennifer Wilson from Van Nuys, congratulations. Thanks for listening. You now work for us. The pay sucks, but you get to do some pretty cool stuff, all right?
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Jennifer. We appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Not the best rock band right there. Not the best rock
nope.
band. Gym Class nope. Heroes, the best rock band.
Okay.
According to MTV, last night was the Video Music Awards. I hope they just retire the concept of doing the show after last night's program, but I suspect they won't. It's 7:37 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of the awards, let's bring Harvey Levin from TMZ.com on the line with us right now. Good morning, Harvey. How are you?
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Harvey.
Here, you guys had a wild night.
Wild
night.
Did.
Not as wild as Britney's.
Harvey, I'm the only one in Las Vegas. Everybody else left.
You know what? After what happened last night, I think it was time for everybody to get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Harvey, you followed Britney Spears as closely as anyone in the world in the last few months. What were you expecting, and what did you receive from her performance last night?
Well, I mean, on the website, we've had like 175,000 people voting, and 90% said it sucked. And I mean, they couldn't wait to get on the site and do it. So yeah. we just posted an RIP, Britney's career, 1998 to 2007.
That is about right. And how would you describe it to people who may be listening this morning, Harvey, who did not see the performance last night? What are the words that come to your mind to talk about it?
I mean, it's almost like Night of the Living Dead. That it was like she wasn't even a part of it. It was an out-of-body experience, it looked like. Now, we're hearing, and this is something we're looking at right now. I probably shouldn't say this until we nail it down.
Say it. Say it.
That it may be that this performance was kind of a last-minute thing, that she was planning something more elaborate, maybe with Criss Angel, and there were problems with that. But whatever it was, I mean, it was almost universally disliked.
The word that comes to my mind is Xanax.
It was certainly, I mean, at best you can say it was under-rehearsed, that's for sure. And she certainly didn't do herself or her image any favors by choosing the most revealing possible outfit to show a body that maybe isn't backed into post-baby shape.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, yeah. it was just everything about it. I she's not getting advice from anybody, and it's really showing. Yeah. It is really, really, really showing.
You're right about that. And one other thing about the MTV Video Music Awards last night, and then we want to get to the important matter at hand, which is the debut of TMZ TV tonight. What do you know, and you seem to still be covering what happened between Kid Rock and Tommy Lee, two of Pam Anderson's exes last night? They made a couple of references from the stage, but they didn't show anything on camera. There was an actual fight between those two?
There was a fight, and Kid Rock got cited, I think early this morning, for assault, some kind of an assault, which could carry with it a jail term, and I don't know that it's gonna, but you know, some people said that Tommy Lee was inciting Kid Rock, and Kid Rock just went off and cold cocked him. But it's interesting because on the TV show tonight, we got some video of Tommy Lee just getting nailed about 5 months ago, nailed by one of Kid Rock's people that we're going to put up on the site. But this has been a long simmering feud between the two of them, and it's pretty apparent that it's about Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, because she seems to be close to both of them, right? She seems to still see them both, hang out with them both, be in touch with them both, and apparently they just don't have any time for that.
She was married to both.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And married to both, right. But I mean, even after those divorces, it seems like she still has a good relationship with them, but they just can't stand each other, right?
Right. I mean, I think, you know, what I'm hearing is it has more to do with the kids than it does, you know, the fact that Kid Rock was with Pamela. But it's really bitter. It's really, really nasty. And this video that we're putting up is unbelievable.
When she was on stage and she was saying, "Stop it, Tommy," I thought she was kidding at first.
No, you know, it's real. It's totally
Tommy
real.
You just heard somebody whistling and she said, "Stop it, Tommy." I thought it was a joke, but no, that was, they were both there and they were both having a good time with each other.
I'm telling you, when you see this video, you will see how deeply the hatred runs.
This is Harvey Levin from TMZ.com on the line, already the number one entertainment website in the world. But that's not enough for our man Harvey, because now you're bringing it to TV, which seems like it has to be exhilarating and terrifying all at the same time, Harvey.
For
you, I would imagine.
Harvey's done TV before.
You know, we debut tonight in Los Angeles. It's on Fox at 6:30, and we're really excited about it. And there's a late night run, and I feel like an idiot. It's either 11 or 11:30. I should know
good.
That. But it's really going to be different and fun, and it's not going to look like the other entertainment shows by any means. I mean, we're not doing red carpets. We don't do junkets. I think it's pretty funny.
Because the first thing.
Good question.
I didn't hear it.
Do you have a host?
You know, it's not really a host. I mean, I'm on camera. There are some other people that are on camera, but not a lot. I mean, it's really not about anchors standing there on a stage. It really is just the stories. And you won't see any of us on camera much at all. It's all about, you know, these, well, you'll see. I mean, we're going to lead off with something tonight that's just hilarious. It's a surveillance tape that's so funny.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
So even though
somebody you
there's,
know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Even though there's a ton of entertainment shows, there's a ton of insiders and Entertainment Tonight's, Extras, Access Hollywood's, yours really is going to be, it's going to be a different way to cover Hollywood.
From the very beginning of the show, you'll see it. I mean, it's just, you know, and I'm not putting down the other shows. I mean, I think there's a place for all of them, but this is definitely a different show with an attitude. And it's just, you know, we're really playing for a point of view and humor, and I think it's pretty funny.
Now, tonight is the first show, as you mentioned. It starts at Fox Channel 11 at 6:30. How long should we wait before we tune in when it's good? I mean, is it going to take a couple of weeks, a month? How long do you need before we really want to judge it?
I, you know what? I think if you watch tonight, I think you're going to like tonight's episode. I really
wow.
do. I mean, we've been doing practice shows for a month, as if we're on the air. So, you know, we came in and every day we kind of suspended reality and said, if we were on the air, how would we do it? And we've been producing these things. And I think we're ready to go. I mean, I like the show.
Are you, what percentage of the country do you have, Harvey?
It's everywhere. I mean, it was because of the website. I mean, this was like the perfect aligning of the stars, and that's kind of a funny way of putting it, isn't it?
Yeah.
but you know, it's everywhere in the country, and it's just it's really exciting.
What you've done is amazing, Harvey, because the website just skyrocketed. Now the TV show's on. Everywhere I go, people ask me, you know, entertainment stories come up. They say, what did Harvey say? What did Harvey say about this? What did Harvey say about that? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not married to Harvey. But this TV show looks great. I can't wait.
You know what? I will come on, and you can be brutally honest with me next time.
All right. I'm sure it's going to be terrific. I mean, if it's anything like the website, I'm sure we're going to love it. Check it out tonight on Channel 11 starting at 6:30. It's the debut of TMZ TV. It can't be much longer before Harvey Levin, the movie, the way you're going. I mean, it's practically there, right, Harvey? Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good luck tonight, dude.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Last week, we had a plan. That plan was we're all going to come to Las Vegas, and we're going to be here and broadcast Thursday and Friday, and then we're going to watch the MTV Video Music Awards, and then we're going to do the show from Vegas on Monday morning, and that's today, and I'm the only one here.
Well, we went to Las Vegas. We did that
we
part
did.
Of the plan.
Lisa went home. Bean went home. Ralph is gone.
Yes,
just
that's
me.
Well, you'll be joined by your new co-host, Serge Tankian, from System of a Down, coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. How about that?
That's
so you have
correct.
Some company, at least, there in Las Vegas.
What the hell happened?
Ralph would probably be here today with the showbiz beat if the Green Bay Packers had not kicked a game-winning field goal in the remaining seconds of that game yesterday. But I think he is at home weeping over the Eagles' 0-1 start. So fill it in for him with the showbiz beat. We have plenty more on the MTV Video Music Awards that we'll get to after the top of the hour. In other news, though, this weekend's hot movies at the box office. Kind of a lackluster weekend, but a Western at the top. You don't see that very often. 3:10 to Yuma. That's the new Russell Crowe Christian Bale movie with $14.1 million. None of us have seen that yet, and we all think it looks good, right?
Yes. Definitely going.
That's great.
Halloween was number two with $10 million. Our friend Rob Zombie continues to have big success with that. Superbad at number three. Balls of Fury 4, Bourne Ultimatum, now made over $200 million in the U.S. on this film, and the most successful of the three in the series so far. A little bit of a surprise for Clive Owen. His very well-reviewed Shoot 'Em Up movie, only $5.45 million. Number six at the box office over the weekend.
Five,
I still want to see that, too.
$5.5 million. That's it?
I mean, come on. Monica Bellucci, you know? Clive Owen? What's the problem there? Mr. Bean's Holiday was number eight. The Nanny Diaries, Kevin's pick of the week at number nine with $3.3 million. And Hairspray with My Sweet Zach at $1.95 million.
Oh. By the way, My Sweet Zach is opening K-Rock LA Vision this Saturday.
They're very good. Here's some Christina news. Christina Aguilera, Kevin, you know she had that performance. I think she was one of the people who was in concert Saturday night there in Las Vegas, right?
Okay, yeah.
Doing some nightclub opening. Well, Paris Hilton apparently made some reference at the LAX nightclub at the Luxor on Saturday night. She grabbed the mic from the DJ and said these words: "Congratulations to the most beautiful pregnant woman in the world, Christina. You're gorgeous." Of course, Christina has neither confirmed nor denied at this point that she is, in fact, pregnant. So she and her husband were there kind of looking shocked, like, what are you saying? Why are you talking? Please shut up.
Oops.
So is she not pregnant?
I bet she is.
She hasn't said. I mean, we kind of think she is, but we don't know. But I don't think it was really up to Paris Hilton maybe to make the official announcement. I'm not sure.
Hey, thanks for that announcement, Paris.
Paris also in the news because she's suing Hallmark greeting cards. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
No.
They made a card called a greeting card called Paris's First Day as a Waitress, and it shows a cartoon drawing of Hilton as a waitress serving food to a customer and saying things like, don't touch that, it's hot. And then the customer says, what's hot? And then she says, that's hot. Well, apparently Paris has registered the trademark That's Hot and says she owns it, and Hallmark now owes her money for selling the card with
what?
That's Hot on it.
She yes. registered that?
Can she own That's Hot?
Isn't that weird that you can own That's Hot? I'm gonna trademark It's Hot, because every time you walk outside, you go, hey, it's hot. You go, bing, ka-ching, for me, right?
Didn't they register
every word in the English language?
Didn't they register Let's Roll after 9/11?
I think somebody did. I think you're right.
That's hot.
Flight 93, right?
Yeah.
That's
exactly,
hot.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know what's going to happen on that. Here's a very, very weird story that we haven't had time to get to today. Something called sfgate.com, which is some sort of news service in San Francisco, reports that Anna Nicole Smith's ex-boyfriend, Mark Hatton, has filed a $100 million lawsuit against Howard K. Stern on the grounds of civil rights violations. He's alleging that Howard tried to kill him and make it look like an accidental overdose. Wait for it. 7 years ago.
I don't know.
Now,
wow.
Besides the fact that it shouldn't take you 7 years to realize someone tried to kill you and then sue him, this guy may be sketchy. He is currently in prison serving a 6-year, 8-month sentence on charges that he made criminal threats against Anna Nicole Smith and her neighbor. He also claims that Howard K. Smith used to hypnotize Anna with something called chloral hydrate. He is also the source in Rita Cosby's new best-selling book that says that he saw Howard and Larry Burkhead together in a compromising homosexual position.
Oh, that's where it
he's
came from.
He's her source?
He's the source. This guy that's in jail that's suing Howard K. Stern and is in jail for threatening Anna Nicole. Maybe not the single most reliable source in the world, Rita.
Wow.
How crazy is that story?
That's a bad choice.
Later on this morning on Kevin and Bean's What to Do, Nephew, we're going to be giving away tickets to the new Jessica Alba movie. This one's called Good Luck, Chuck. The good news is Jessica Alba is in it. The bad news is you know who her co-star is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
least
but
funny
Jessica
man in
Alba.
America.
Jessica Alba trumps, though, don't you
and
think?
And I see the trailers, and it looks pretty funny.
But it in still has
of.
Dane Cook in it, though,
I know.
Lisa.
I don't know what to do.
Well,
you're
I bring
to give
up
us
Jessica.
You
have to tell us how it is. Exactly.
All right, I will do that.
I bring up Jessica because, A, I love just – if I say her name, it makes me visualize her, and it makes me very happy in my pants. But she tells People magazine when asked how she maintains her unbelievable figure because, let's face it, Mike, I know you're critical. Jessica Alba, maybe the best body in Hollywood, right?
She's not my pick for the best, but she's unarguably in the top five. I mean,
she's awesome.
Perfect, yeah.
She says, I don't really work out. I'm not really on a diet. She says, I do like to do yoga, and I do drink a lot of water, but I don't really work out. I don't really diet.
God damn it.
She hit the DNA
her.
Jackpot.
Yep.
And she looks like that. Yes,
May.
DNA jackpot is the alien invasion. We know.
No, I was actually going to say Gene Simmons. Lisa May, speaking of
Gene Simmons from KISS. How you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing just fine, Bean. How are you? It's good to be here. Lisa May, speaking of the DNA jackpot, I'd like to place one. Running
all
face.
Right.
Okay. Wow.
Well, that was clever.
Okay, that was not so clever.
Oprah opens her new season today with David Letterman as her special guest. You know how rarely he is interviewed. That definitely looks like something that's worth checking out.
I'm so fat.
It's a rerun, but I have to mention our friend Jimmy Kimmel with maybe the hottest show ever, including Mandy Moore and Joss Stone, both on the same show tonight. That one sounds like it's working out. And ESPN has the double Monday Night Football, Ravens at Bengals, Cardinals at 49ers. By the way, I hate to say this, Kevin. I don't know if you saw, had a chance to catch up any of the football yesterday, but the Dallas Cowboys looked very good yesterday, and you know how much that pains me to say.
Oh, no.
They beat the Giants. What was the score? 45-35?
Yep.
80 points in that game yesterday.
That was the highest scoring Cowboys-Giants game ever. And they, yeah. that team has met over 80 times. It was a pretty impressive game, and the Cowboys are a very good football team, and they will most likely win everything this year. They're the best. Thank you.
I'd like to bet against that, Mike.
And the Houston Texans even won a game yesterday. It was just freakish, some of the stuff that was happening. One quick email, and Ralph's not here to hear it, but hey, guys, I never believed these words would come out of my mouth, but I think I officially hate Ralph Garman. This past Sunday, I made my weekly online football wager. To my surprise, 9 out of the 10 teams I selected in my parlay won. Take a guess which team didn't win. That's right, the mother effing Eagles. If the Eagles had won, I would have gone 10 for 10 and would have collected a cool $1,500. That's the last time I ever believe in Ralph. Somewhere out there, baby Jesus is crying. I guess I'm going to have to resort to felt tip for my expert football tips from now on. Thanks for nothing, Ralph. Sincerely, Manuel. If it makes you feel any better, Ralph is also weeping at home right now.
Oh, yeah. So, by the way, anyway. Dave, the King of Mexico, who is running a, what do you call the one where it's the sudden death, where if you miss your
suicide
out?
Suicide poll.
Suicide poll. He's running a suicide poll, and he picked the Eagles and is already out.
No.
He had one pick. He picked the Eagles. He's out of his own pool.
Well, tell him his Falcons look good as they lost yesterday, too.
Got crushed.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Colin Firth is 47 years old today. Actress Amy Irving, 54. Bill O'Reilly from The O'Reilly Factor, 58 years old today. Dan Castellaneta is Homer Simpson and other voices on The Simpsons. He is 49. Joe Perry from Aerosmith, 57. And Madonna's husband, Guy Ritchie, very talented filmmaker, is 39. That is the K-Rock Showbiz Beat.
That band playing this weekend, this Saturday at K-Rock's L.A. Invasion. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 10 minutes after 8. I need to come home.
You're welcome to come home in about 2 hours, Kevin. Cypress Hill, Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, Velvet Revolver, Kid Rock, Chris Cornell, Satellite Party, Hot Hot Heat, Against Me, Paramore. They'll all be on the bill for the K-Rock L.A. Invasion. Paramore in our studio performing live for us this coming Friday morning, and we're giving away tickets all this week. Congratulations to Robert Delitka from Laverne, who won tickets a few minutes ago. We have more for you this hour. So you told us the story earlier about how we went all the way to Las Vegas, Kevin, for the MTV Video Music Awards. You and Dave spent about 5 minutes in one of the club rooms there at the Palms and then left and went back and watched it on TV.
Yeah, because we couldn't hear anything. What the hell? F MTV, for God's sakes.
MTV is not our friend when we come to these things, that's for sure.
No, it's like they fight us. They really literally don't want us here. I don't know why we keep doing it.
I only wish you had been there. And by the way, we'll take a couple of phone calls if you want to dial in at 1-800-520-1067. If you have any thoughts or comments or things that you want to point out about this show last night, if you watched the MTV show, I only wish you would have been there at the end, Kevin, as Kanye West was leaving the Pearl Room as he was heading to the elevators to get back out of the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
He, as you know, was nominated for a bunch of MTV Video Music Awards, I think 5 all told, and didn't win any of them. And apparently started screaming in front of the media and the crew and the other patrons there at the hotel as they're waiting for the elevator out in the hall. And here's what Kanye West had to say. That's 2 years in a row, man. Give a black man a chance.
Poor Kanye. The man is keeping him down.
He sure is. Well, look how little success Kanye West has had. Clearly there's a conspiracy against him, right? He, you remember, crashed the stage at the MTV Europe Awards last year when he didn't win the Best Video Award. And this year he was up for the Video of the Year, and he lost that to Rihanna, so he was furious. He says he's never going to be on MTV again. So Kanye West, not very happy.
You know, he's super talented, but he really does believe he's in a different league from everyone else. He has that confidence.
He does. You're absolutely right. His new CD, of course, comes out tomorrow called Graduation. 50 Cent's new CD also comes out. That is called Curtis. If you missed it earlier this morning, we did get an interview with 50 Cent over the weekend, and we'll play that for you later on this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Let's talk to line 2. Shaolin Robot, of course, is manning the phone, so there's no way I'm ever going to get a name of who this person is. But let's talk to line 2, calling about last night's MTV Video Music Awards. Hey, Greg, how are you, man?
Give me 1 second, B. For some reason, it's not working. There we go.
Greg in Orange, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up? What do you got for us?
The entire show was a train wreck. It was so unorganized. It was the worst award show I think I've ever seen.
I gotta agree with you, but I'm having trouble putting into words what the problem. I mean, part of the problem is just that they would keep going from room to room like someone was had the ADD problem,
right?
And
exactly.
They would show like 30 seconds from here, and then a minute from there, and then 40 seconds from there, and there was no kind. It didn't connect together at all, right?
It was just like being on a bad carnival ride, and it was nauseating. It's just over and over, like flipping around. It seemed like nobody knew what was going on. I mean, the award shows used to be great. I mean, I don't want to say 10 years ago or anything like that, but I used to like when there was a lot more rock and roll and it was a lot better. Yeah. It was just kind of, you know, it's starting to get too bubbly and just full of fluff, you know?
Well, I got to tell you, and I think I speak for a lot of us. Thank you, Greg, for the call very much. I think I speak for a lot of us here on the show. All of us are rap fans. Would you say that's fair? I mean, every one of us has rap CDs. Everyone has rap artists that we like. But so many of those live performances last night were completely interchangeable. It wasn't much. I mean, Chris Brown was the exception. He was phenomenal on stage at the Pearl last night. He was probably the musical highlight of the night on the show last night. He was very talented. But all those other rappers that were in the suites, I mean, whether it was Kanye or whoever, it was just the sound was bad. There wasn't anything to distinguish their performance. Their songs weren't particularly memorable, and it was just one right after another all night long. It got very tedious very quickly. I'd like to say this, though.
I really give MTV credit for trying something different.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
we've all seen 1,000 award shows, and they're always the same. They took a big chance and they failed, but. you got to applaud them trying to do it differently.
I do, and I guarantee we'll all tune into the Emmys this coming Sunday night, and it'll be horrible because it will be so boring and so traditional, and it'll be like every other award show you've ever seen.
It was a swing and a miss, but they were swinging for the fence, and they and they struck out. But, you know, good on them for swinging for the fence.
Exactly. There was no bigger train wreck in the whole show than the opening 4 minutes with Britney Spears. Now, if you were watching the performance last night, you might assume that Britney had heard her own song before, but you certainly couldn't tell based on whatever she was lip-syncing because it didn't have anything to do with the music the rest of us were hearing at the time.
No. It was it was like she wasn't even trying, right? I mean, she was barely moving her lips.
She just kind of seemed to check in and out throughout her performance. Sometimes she was there, and then she'd just kind of fade away mentally and miss a step and look confused.
Xanax!
Seriously.
Yeah,
and then she said, it's Britney, bitch.
She was definitely a zombie. Let's go to line 3 and bring up Mario in Sierra Madre. He, I think, is on your tip, Kevin. Mario, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's your thought on Britney?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah,
we're good.
I was just curious to wonder, how many Xanny bars Britney took before she got on stage.
That's what Kevin is saying. That's exactly what Dr. Kevin was diagnosing there.
She was out of it like Anna Nicole, it seemed like,
yeah.
Like there was, you could.
She couldn't even stand up.
No, she was barely doing her dance, it was ridiculous. And she said, she said all week long, for 2 weeks, she said, I'm working on something good with Chris Angel, working up something good. What was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a farmy cocktail for sure, but I think it was the best thing that happened to the awards for sure.
I want some of whatever she has. That's what I'm taking out of this.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for the call. Sarah Silverman was, I guess, another highlight. Her stuff mostly hit. She had a few, I think, that did not go over well with the audience, but she had something to say when she followed Britney's performance on the stage.
This is so exciting. Was that incredible? Britney Spears, everyone. Wow. She is amazing. I mean, she is 25 years old, and she's already accomplished everything she's going to accomplish in her life.
Well, that is unfortunately sad but true. And apparently, I heard one report that this is the joke that contributed to making Britney cry after her performance.
But have you seen Britney's kids? Oh, my God. They are the most adorable mistakes you will ever see. They are so cute. They're as cute as the hairless vagina they came out of.
See, there's no mom that wants to hear that. Let's face it. That's just.
But you know what?
That
takes a great amount of balls to stand up on the stage and say those things to people's face. I give her all the credit in the world.
Sarah definitely has balls. There's no question about that. She's twice the man her boyfriend is. I'll tell you that.
Oh, no question.
Sadie, Santa Monica, another point we've not brought up today, but definitely something we've got to talk about. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Hey, this is May.
Hello.
I just wanted to say, what was up with Dr. Dre? He went from Chubbs to Mr. Woo, boy, hey.
All right.
He used to be fat. Now he's all that.
For folks who didn't see Dr. Dre, our friend Anel, our token listener Anel, writes in, Dr. Dre came on stage and looked like an extra from He-Man. What the hell was going on? Psycho Mike, you're the body expert. What's Dre been up to?
Oh, massive amounts of juice. He's on the gear. Yeah. Listen to me. It was maybe 5-6 months ago I saw him in person at some party I happened to be at. And he was fat, like downright chubby and fat. He came out last night in this tight-fitting like sweater, and he looked like a NFL player at a function off the field. He looked like some player that is either injured or doesn't have his gear, his football gear on. His traps were connected to his ears. He was monstrous. Slight makeover, like, hey, I guess that guy's been working out. I mean, it looked like someone transplanted his head onto Ray Lewis's body. He was a monster.
Mini-me.
And by the way, how long has his CD been coming out soon?
Well, 7 years is what you and 50 Cent were talking about the other day at his hotel, right?
How crazy is that? It's still coming. My CD's still coming. Yep, still coming.
50 Cent obviously is way buff. Busta Rhymes looks like he's on steroids. Timbaland, I mean, even Timbaland looked more like a bodyguard than he did another artist up there with Justin Timberlake. I mean, it is crazy. Since when do the brothers care so much about the steroids? Mike, what's going on?
I started hanging out with the brothers. I started a trend. A couple years ago, I made some black friends, and it's spreading throughout the community.
It all came from Psycho Mike.
Yeah.
Let's take one more call. Line 4 is Laura. She's in Van Nuys calling about our next guest, Serge Tankian from System of a Down, who should be here at K-Rock in a few minutes. Hey, Laura, good morning.
Hey, good. Stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. What's your thought on last night's VMAs?
Me and my mom are watching it, and we both agree that the best part was Foo Fighters the whole night, and then they cut us every time they get to like the best part of their song.
That's where I wanted to go.
Yeah, that's the only thing I was thinking, Kevin, as I was watching the show, is poor Kevin taking one for the team, having to be there for this. If he's in the Foo Fighters suite, though, he's having the best night of rock and roll of his whole life.
Exactly.
I so wanted to be there. I was begging MTV. I was like, please let me go to the Foo Fighters suite. That sounds like the coolest thing ever. Instead, I spent 5 minutes in a nightclub with dance music and left.
You know, Laura, you're so right, because they would show 4 minutes of Kanye West, which, by the way, was clearly pre-taped from the night before. They showed 4 minutes of him rapping in that nightclub, and then they'd throw it to Foo Fighters, and he'd be there with, the Queens of the Stone Age guys or something like that. They'd show, like, 20 seconds of it and then dump out. I mean, it, rock doesn't already get the short shrift on MTV. It was painful what they were doing to us last night.
Yeah.
And it's not even music television anymore. It's all, like, these lame reality television shows now.
You and Brittany, girlfriend. Yeah.
I'm sorry,
you and
Justin,
my hills. Girlfriend.
All right, thanks for the call, Laura. Hey, is Serge there yet? Are we going to have Serge when we come back?
Yes, he's here. He just got here.
Fantastic. Serge taking from System right after this on the World Famous K.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It is 8:30, and I am here in Las Vegas with Serge Tankian. Hey, Serge.
Hey, brother.
How you doing, man?
Good. A little tired, but great.
How late were you up last night after your big party in the suite with Foo Fighters?
I was up till 3:30. Well, maybe 4. I couldn't sleep for some reason. I think it's all this oxygen in the casinos, you know.
They pump it in to keep you awake and gambling.
I was just like trying to sleep, and I was exhausted. I was like in bed going, why am I not asleep?
And you were thinking, wow, do I not want to get up and go into the Kevin and Bean Show?
No, I wanted to. Early,
my God, early, I can't. I don't want that alarm to go off.
we were taking some calls from our listeners a few minutes ago talking about maybe the worst award show we've ever seen last night, the MTV Video Music Awards. And there were exactly two rooms in that hotel worth being in. One was, you know, Pam Anderson's shower. And then there was the room that you were in with Foo Fighters and Queens of the Stone Age and Mastodon and Lemmy from Motorhead, and I saw Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters on the pre-show saying it was just going to be an old-fashioned keg party up there, and that's exactly what it looked like it turned into.
Yeah, definitely. No, we had a lot of fun. The suite, the Foo Fighters suite, was great. We didn't even know what was happening elsewhere. Like you said, the monitors weren't showing a lot of the rest of the show. Because
so they would just come to your room whenever they wanted to. And
well,
you
the cameras were there. They were going on and off. We didn't know when. You know, we had the chill-out suite with a huge screen, and the screen would show part of the other performances, but without sound.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything.
That's what I heard.
So how did you end up?
We had some great performances.
Yeah. How did you end up doing Holiday in Cambodia with Foo Fighters? And that's not an accidental occurrence.
No, Dave called me. Dave Grohl called me like 3 weeks back, and he's like, "Hey, this MTV is doing this new thing, different suites instead of all being in one hall, and you know we're gonna get a bunch of friends together and do some covers and jam it out and have fun in the old-fashioned way."
So he's the one that made that suite happen. And
absolutely. So he called me and he's like, "Would you do a Dead Kennedys cover? You know, come and have some fun. Let's do this." And I'm like, "Dead Kennedys, Foo Fighters, okay."
I mean, well, that was definitely the suite to be in. And then other people were performing too. Josh was there.
Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah, they were great. They Eagles of Death Metal.
Yep.
Jesse and, you know, Mastodon and.
I wish, you know, if they would have just shown that suite the whole night, I would have been happy. Nothing else, just that suite. It would have been perfect.
I heard about all the drama after, and I was like, "What?"
Yeah, yeah. It's all fake drama, you know? It's like Tommy Lee and Kid Rock got in a fight.
I heard about that.
And Britney was all Xanaxed out of her head. I mean, it was a bizarre show.
It was a sad night.
But you were the place to be. I mean, that was the sweet
I'm
place.
Thankful for that. Yeah.
So, Serge, we have so much to talk to you about since the last time you were in, and we are going to play Empty Walls here coming up in a minute here on K-Rock. But awesome. System of a Down, would you – when people say, "Hey, what's going on with System? We hear your solo stuff on K-Rock." Is your answer just hiatus, or what's going on with the band?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, we've been a band for 11 years, put out 5 records. We're all friends. We're all doing our own thing right now. Artistically, personally, we're kind of exploring different worlds. And you know, I always tell people we're not a corporation. We're not Nabisco. We don't have to put out product as, you know, that type of brand every year or every 2 years. We're enjoying and doing our own things right now, and we're all friends. The door's open anytime we want to get together, make a record or play a benefit show or whatever.
And you fully anticipate doing that at some point?
Think so. You know, I mean, we're all still in contact. We're all encouraging each other's projects. So
very cool.
In the future, you know, it's there for us. But we haven't made any particular plans to do anything as of now.
Right.
Gotcha. So was it did you guys have a band meeting and say, "Okay, we're going to take X amount of time off," or did it just kind of develop organically into this time away?
I mean, a little bit of both. Obviously, you have a meeting and talk about it, but I think organically it just led to a point where we're like, "Hey, you know, let's there's these things I want to do, there's these things Shava wants to do." And you know, it's hard to prioritize a lot of work in between the records that you put out, because they're so demanding. They take 2 years, you know, between writing, recording, touring, and promotion. So trying to fit in other projects, you know, you don't want to do just small side projects all the time. There are things that you want to spend time and prioritize.
Right, sure.
So
certainly.
The only way to do that was to, you know, give it some time so that you can do other things successfully.
Is it scarier for you, or is there a little bit less pressure that it's not a System of a Down album when you think about your solo record coming out October 23rd?
It's not really scarier, Bean. It's kind of just, you know, I'm doing my thing. I went into my studio and recorded all these songs that I had demos of from years back, mostly, and some I wrote last year. Everything was written on piano or acoustic guitar, and you know, just developed them and did a lot of the performances myself on a lot of the instruments.
You played the guitars and everything else, right?
I played the guitars, the bass, programmed the drums, did all the strings, all the vocals. I kind of just worked it up from scratch and then produced it as well.
What made you decide that these songs are better for a solo album instead of a System of a Down? Because it seems like they're compatible.
They might have worked. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, I have hundreds and hundreds of songs unreleased, and some are electronic, some are, you know, classical for film.
You're the Tupac of the rock world,
but alive.
You have hundreds of songs.
That scares me. I don't want to get killed.
No, I'm just saying he put out albums for like 10 years after
that. I better put my mom in charge now.
All right, Serge Chaikin is here. We're going to play something from the new solo CD, and we're going to talk more about it when we get back on the world-famous K-Rock. Serge, why are you so angry?
I'm not angry.
Who hurt you, Serge?
Where's the anger come from,
That's
my friend?
A complete misconception.
You know what is bizarre about Serge Chaikin, who's in the studios with us here, is that he He is aggressive on stage, and your music is aggressive, but you're the kindest, most gentle person in person. It's not what you would expect. Are people shocked by that when they meet you?
Sometimes. I think, you know, I heard this from a friend, and I thought it was really interesting. And he said, it's really funny how artists that create dark music are usually happy people, and artists that create happy music are usually miserable.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Like that hater Delilah guy, man, he couldn't be any happier, right?
No, he's got to be very upset with that one.
The album is called Elect the Dead. And anytime I see the word elect in a title, I figure it has to do something with, has to be some sort of a statement on politics.
Right.
Where's it coming from? Am I close?
Well, I mean, it's open to interpretation. I like kind of leaving it that way so people can internalize it and make up their own meanings. Like, you know, what do you think of it? What does it mean to you, Kevin, for example?
Well, I've seen a lot of your interviews. I saw your interview that you did with yourself on KRock.com. What in God's name was that, first of all? And I've read your MySpace, and I got to tell you, I don't think I'm smart enough to understand it.
No, you're
right. I really don't. I read it, and I go, well, there's a lot of big words there. I'm not sure what that means.
You seem to have some real definite thoughts about democracy and where we're at this point in history maybe being crucial.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the title Elected Dead is, even though it's open to interpretation, I've got a lot of great interpretations from friends and journalists and stuff. And one is that the leaders that we have today aren't as capable as some of the ones we've had in the past.
Like, how dare you suggest that the leaders today are not doing a good job?
You know, and another interpretation was that maybe the victims of the epitome of civilization should elect our next leaders so we can have a more just structure. I thought that was interesting. I mean, there's a lot of different ways of looking at it. You know, I've got a lot of ideas about what we call our democracy and stuff. I think, first and foremost, before the next elections, we should get rid of the electors, because these guys are
supposed to... That does seem bizarre.
It seems very bizarre.
No one understands it.
Do you know one?
No, I have no idea. I have no clue who they are.
Who are these guys?
Like, and they don't have the Electoral College, right? Is that what you're talking about? It's kind of this, whatever the step is that's between one person, one vote, and how the actual president gets elected. Get rid of that level, is what you're saying.
Yeah, or at least there should be a law that says if the popular vote goes to one guy, then the electors... Forget about the electors kind of thing. You know, there should be some kind of, you know, balancing there.
It is weird that they don't have to vote the way people vote. They can vote however they want,
in
right?
In some states they do. In most states, I think they don't.
Wow, that seems weird. You're right. That's really bizarre.
Serge, you as a citizen and also as a representative of your band System of Down, you guys have been real active in terms of trying to get your fans involved. Do you see young people willing to make the effort to get involved in the system, or is it a lot of, hey, I just show up for the music and I'm kind of missing the message that you're trying to give me?
There's a little bit of both. You know, I think music is very intuitive and it touches people from a very guttural point. And it's later that we kind of intellectualize it and listen to the lyrics and think about it with our left brains. So I think most people get into music because they're moved by it on an intuitive sense.
Right.
Like first time I heard Rage, for example, I didn't realize what the lyrics were, you know, but I was moved by it and I knew that it was powerful. I knew that it was protest music. I knew that it moved me, you know, and then I made sense of the lyrics, you know. So I think it's got that reaction with most people, and some people stay with that. Others, I think, go beyond and kind of make sense out of it intellectually. And there are some people that actually... You know, it inspires them toward activism, which is great.
We find that that girls, on the whole, are much more intuitive when it comes to lyrics than guys.
Girls are more intuitive, period, I think.
Because I love, you know, Rage. I love all these bands. I couldn't tell you what most of the songs are about, probably.
It's hard to make out the lyrics. Like my own, my mom always says, I can't understand what you're saying.
Your own mom says that.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
She goes, oh, the solo album, I think I can understand the words a little more on the solo album. Good job, son.
It's got to be weird, though. Most people's parents could never listen to a System of a Down or a Serge Tankian record. It must be very weird for Serge Tankian's mom to listen to them. It's got to be.
Oh, dude, I get her to pick out the singles.
Really?
Well, you know, I believe in the intuitive responses, you know, and you don't have to be a 17-year-old listener, you know, to make a decision like that. I think if you like music and you listen to something, even if it's not typically the music you'd listen to, if your ear gravitates toward a certain song for a certain reason, it says something.
There's some kind of connection there. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, she liked the funny ones. She likes the funny
You have a lot of funny ones.
What are you going to do? You got to laugh at the end of the day.
We are speaking to Serge Tankian. Of course, the new solo album is called Elect the Dead. It's due to come out on October the 23rd. We also played a song called The Unthinking Majority, and that one seems like it's a little easier to figure out who your target is than Empty Walls.
Yeah, that's definitely more blatant, you know, and with a lot of things happening in Iraq and everything that's happened since 9/11. I mean, we've been taken for a ride.
Yeah. I'd like to get back to your video on K-Rock, where you interview yourself.
Yeah, that was funny.
Have you lost your mind?
I never claimed to have one.
Did you have an interviewer in mind when you were playing the interviewer?
No, not particularly. I mean, it's kind of funny. You know, I've been in the industry for a while now, and so I've...
You've heard all the questions.
No. I've experienced a lot of different engineers, producer, and the aura of each personality and... you know, video VJs and
right.
people, you know. So people interviewing you as far as VJs and stuff are always very positive. So you could say, I'm dying, and they'll be like, great. Wait, did I say the right thing? You know, like, because they're just ready to say, great, wow, great,
no matter what,
wow,
right?
Yeah, you know, so it's kind of like that, you know.
So
there's all these funny things.
Serge interviews himself, and he also plays the producer and the engineer
and the artist. And
the artist.
The pizza,
and
he's a regular
pizza
artist, isn't he?
You're a hell of a pizza delivery guy. You have to see this if you haven't yet. It's at krock.com, and it's Serge interviewing Serge about Serge. It's really fascinating. Again, the new CD, October 23rd.
Yes.
Love to have you in. Thank you, Serge,
Thank
for coming.
You.
We totally
for...
appreciate it.
It's totally my pleasure,
we
Kevin.
We need to get out of Vegas, right?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
So Serge was able to get away. You were not. You're still stuck there?
Yeah, Serge left. I'm here.
Last thing I heard, you guys were both trying to get out of Vegas. It didn't work out for you, it sounds like.
No, Serge left. Bean left earlier this weekend. Lisa left. Mm-hmm. And so it's just me and Lightning and Super Whore. We're just wrapping things up, and we're so ready to come home.
You guys suck. We rock.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
yeah.
Good for you.
You guys suck. We rock.
I'm the best wingwoman ever.
I'm happy with that.
Hey, we don't have time today, but maybe tomorrow I want to find out how Alex decided to finally get topless at the topless beach there at the hotel, because I know she was having a big discussion about who she was willing to get topless in front of and who she wasn't.
Like,
she was willing to take her top off in front of you, Kevin, but not in front of Dave, for instance. And I want to understand the distinction.
I think since we started partying on Wednesday and we hit every great place, I don't know. I was just in that party rock star mode all week. So topless.
But he's saying, how did you make the decision between who to be topless in front of and not?
Oh, Bean.
That's the question.
Versus everyone else.
Sure.
So Bean, no.
Everyone else,
everyone
yes.
else
okay.
fine.
Okay.
No, we can cover that tomorrow.
Conversation ahead.
8:59, KRA QFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph is on vacation this week. We're taking a look at the Showbiz Beat. Couple of stories that are not MTV Video Music. I need to get out of Vegas. I need to get out of Vegas.
You're not in Vegas. You're
in Vegas.
Home, douche.
You have no excuses.
This is weak.
Couple of stories that don't have to do with the VMAs. First off, top movies at the box office over the weekend. A Western at number one. You don't see that very often, but you don't often see a Western with Russell Crowe in it and Christian Bale. It's called 310 to Yuma. Debuted at number one with $14.1 million at the box office. Halloween was number two. Superbad 3, Balls of Fury 4, The Bourne Ultimatum, then Clive Owen's Shoot 'Em Up. Got to be a disappointing $5.5 million at number six.
Well, it lost to Balls of Fury in its third week or whatever.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Rush Hour 3, Mr. Bean was 8, Nanny Diaries 9, and Hairspray number 10. Speaking of Hairspray, you know my sweet Zach is in that movie, Zac Efron from High School Musical 2. Vanessa Hudgens, please don't email us and ask, but it doesn't take much looking around to find the Vanessa Hudgens nude photos. Although Dave says that her management worked very hard on Friday to get all the nude ones removed from the various websites with threats of very hefty lawsuits.
I checked this morning and I couldn't find them.
Dave was talking to somebody at the party on Friday night we were at where Linkin Park was performing and spent a ton of time on his two-way trying to find those pictures on the internet.
They're gone.
And he was like half loaded. I think they've taken them down. I can't find them anywhere. I found it so easy
upset.
Before.
Mayor Villaraigosa was at the party in Vegas? Well, there was a second set. There was that one photo of her standing there in the bathroom where she just, even though she was naked, she was still Disney cute. And then apparently that one's gone. But then there was a whole series of other ones of hers in a bra and panties and laying on the bed and everything. And the one of her standing there with the candles, which I got to say looked like a fire hazard to me. And those are beautiful photos. Those you ought to find anyway.
So Bean at krock.com if you'd like to know where they are.
Vanessa Hudgens did release a statement on Friday where she regrets having ever taken the photos. She said, you know, she loves her fans. She regrets her poor judgment. The fans and family and friends' support and trust mean the world to her. It looks like it's not going to be much of a scandal, even though there were people last at the end of last week who were saying Disney was going to have to fire her, that she's bad image, blah, 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 blah. It looks like there's too much money to be made in High School Musical 3 for them to let a couple of racy photos get in the way of that relationship.
They should give her a bonus.
She gave me a bonus, I'll tell you that.
He said bonus, Bean.
Oh, sorry. Got that wrong. How about Kanye West's graduation versus 50 Cent's Curtis? They have manufactured this feud, and everybody knows that they got nothing against each other, that they just got together and said, how can we get people to know when our albums come out? CDs aren't selling like they used to. Let's create a fake feud. And you'll hear what 50 Cent himself has to say about that when you hear the Kevin and Bean interview later this half hour. But both albums come out tomorrow, and if you'd like to make a wager on who you think is going to sell more, you can do so at the Bodog online betting site. They favor 50. They've got Kanye West graduation at plus 130, 50 Cent's Curtis at minus 170. That's as of first thing this morning. Those odds may have changed. But it's pretty cool that you can actually wager money on who you think is going to sell the most records when it comes
out
tomorrow.
Yes, Alex. Did I mention 50 Cent kissed me this weekend?
Yeah,
did I mention that?
Many times. By the way,
did he kiss you? Because he kissed me.
He did. 50 Cent doing in the club may have been the worst performance last night, though.
Really?
I mean, I don't know if it was his fault or not.
But the audio was not good.
It sounded terrible.
It's not good.
That's a great song and an easy song to do, you would think.
He was distracted from my kiss. Yeah. That was the problem.
You would sure think, by the way.
Turn off your microphone, would you?
That's an excellent idea. You would think that MTV at this point has a lot of experience broadcasting live musical events, but the mix on most of those suites last night was horrendous. Just
you want to hear something
muddy
funny, Bean?
And awful. Yeah.
We think they were all done Friday night, that they were all pre-recorded, every single suite.
Really?
We're not positive, but we're hearing that they were all done Friday night, which means they would have had a day and a half to mix and make it sound better.
Well, there's no question that some of it was. I mean, for instance, you know, the Kanye suite, you could tell because it was dark out. I mean, we were watching the show at 6 o'clock. It's light out in Las Vegas, dark out on the TV. So clearly that stuff like that. Even Foo Fighters, though?
That's what I didn't ask Serge. Turn Alex back on, would you? Okay.
Okay, now I promise I won't mention it. I did talk to Serge, and he did say that they did it on Friday night.
Friday night?
Wow. There you go. Sure should have been a lot better show with that much lead time then, that's for sure.
Sure seems like they could have mixed it so we could listen to it.
I assumed this much. I didn't want to say anything, but I left Vegas very early yesterday. I took a flight out, and I stopped at the restaurant in the hotel to have breakfast. And Josh Homme from the Queens of the Stone Age and Jesse Hughes from Eagles of Death Metal were in the restaurant having breakfast at like 8 in the morning. I would have figured they'd either be resting or rehearsing if they had to perform that night, you know?
So they had just stayed up from the night before Friday night.
Most likely.
They actually did it.
They were in the same clothes.
Yeah. Let me do one more story, again, non-VMA related, but thank God our friend Kathy Griffin finally won an Emmy. You know, she has made a career out of being an outsider. I mean, her whole show is called My Life on the D-List. And she won an Emmy this Saturday. You know, the real Emmys on TV are Sunday night, but they have a lot more that they give away that they don't have time for on the television. So they do those the weekend before. And Kathy won for Best Reality Show for My Life on the D-List, which Lisa and I watch. And it is a tremendous show. It's very, very funny.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
And I bring it up not because I'm happy for Kathy and she's a friend of the program. I'm glad to see her win. But maybe the best acceptance speech I've ever heard at an awards show. She said, quote, "A lot of people come up here and thank Jesus for this. I want to tell you, he had nothing to do with this. Suck it, Jesus. This award is my God now."
Oh,
she's
Kathy,
awesome.
Kathy.
Suck it, Jesus, is what Kathy Griffin has to say.
I'm pretty sure those two words have never been put together before in the English language.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right about that. Today's celebrity birthdays, and by the way, straight ahead, our interview with Joe Maloof, the owner of the Palms, which is where the MTV Video Music Awards were this weekend. We talked to Joe, and also our interview with 50 Cent coming up in the next half hour, too. Today's celebrity birthdays, Joe Perry from Aerosmith is 57 years old today. Looks bad for 57, if you want my opinion. Actor Ryan Phillippe is 33. Actor Colin Firth, 47. Dan Castellaneta, voice of Homer Simpson, is 49 years old today. Newsman Bill O'Reilly, 58. And Guy Ritchie, Mr. Madonna, 39 today. And that's the K-Rock Showbiz Beat.
I need to come home. I need to leave.
Yeah.
Las Vegas. Kevin and Bean Show. 9:12. We did get to sit down with the owner of the Palms Hotel.
The Playboy Club at the Palms is where we are right now, Kevin. How about that? And we're sitting here with the man who owns the joint, Joe Maloof. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
This is funny. Of course, the you know, your hotel is in the news a lot because of the 2007 MTV Video Music Awards this weekend. And we just frankly saw one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
What was that?
You getting thrown out of your, practically thrown out of your own hotel.
Yeah, it did happen.
The venue's called The Pearl, and that's where they're going to do a lot of the MTV show. I guess Britney Spears was in there rehearsing or something, and we tried to go in, and they would not let you, the owner of this hotel.
I don't have any juice in my own place.
What the hell?
It surprised me a little bit, and I had a big security guard, and you guys are pretty stocky.
Hey, speaking of Britney, we're trying to keep everything straight with all the stuff that happens in Las Vegas, but is this where Britney came after that very exciting 55-hour marriage? Was your hotel somehow involved in that?
She stayed here.
You must make so much money off room service in the mini bar when she stays here. My God.
No, actually, she doesn't drink much, but she's fun to have around.
Sure. When did you open the Playboy Club? Because that's where we are right now. We came in last night, and there's tables, blackjack, and stuff like that. And it's not just your run-of-the-mill average dealers. They are smoking hot.
The prettiest girls in the United States, we like to say. They're really, really pretty girls.
Just giving them cash. You're just saying, here, have all my money, and you're fine with it.
Well, you know? First of all, they have to be nice, extremely nice. They got to cater to the customer. That's number one.
Tell us about some of your suites that you have here.
We've got the Real World Suite that was filmed 4 or 5 years ago by MTV.
And you kept it the same as it
exactly
was then?
Exactly the same as it was when they filmed the show. And then we've got the Hardwood Suite, which is a basketball suite.
A full basketball court with hardwood inside your actual room.
Along with cheerleaders if you want them. You can order cheerleaders.
Fantastic.
We got jerseys with your name on it. We can put whatever logo you want in the middle of the court.
Unbelievable. Yeah, so obviously for the hardcore basketball fan, but are you allowed to say any of the people who have stayed at a place like that, or does discretion prevent that?
No. Some of the top names have stayed there. They've name a celebrity.
Vern Troyer?
No, but he's... But I know him. He's a good guy. He's
what Vinny me
guy.
Do with a basketball court.
He's a terrible basketball player. Again, if you're just joining us, Joe Maloof is with us. He is the man who owns the Palms, home of the MTV Video Music Awards.
You're not busy enough for my taste. That's the problem. You know, you got the Hotel Casino. You got the Sacramento Kings. Now, what is your new project?
We're going to get involved with skateboarding. We have some great ideas, the Maloof family, how we're going to be involved with it. We're going to throw one of the richest skateboarding tournaments in the world.
Oh, cool. You should have a skateboard suite with a bunch of ramps and all kinds of stuff.
We're looking at that.
That'd be cool.
Must be the most fun thing about the level that you're at, Joe, is if there's anything that's interesting to you, you can do something with it.
I look at it like this. If you take care of your customer and you satisfy your customer and you take care of your employees, whatever venture you get into, you'll be successful.
And lastly, as you talk about taking care of your employees, have you thought of buying K-Rock? Has that ever crossed your mind?
No, not yet.
Please.
Okay.
Please consider it because...
you guys are going to get in trouble here. You better watch out.
We are, but we've been getting in trouble for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. All
and
right.
The company that owns us now is not fond of us.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't mind, just purchase it over the weekend.
All right.
For this week, maybe sometime.
Why don't you give us a check, Joe? We'll take it back and we'll work out the paperwork for you. Seriously, you gotta save us, dude.
Okay, I will.
Now, we probably shouldn't mention this because we'll get thrown out of the 80th floor or whatever we're on right now. But when you were off getting water, your phone rang, Joe.
Yeah.
And, you know, far be it from us to judge. But your ringtone, do you know what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. That's my all-time favorite song. I can't help it. Don't tell anybody what it is, please.
Oh, we're going to say right now.
Every time I hear that song, I get in a good mood.
When Joe's phone rang.
Don't tell him, please. That's my secret. I'm going to throw you out of the Playboy Club.
I think it would be worth it, though. Come on, man.
It's your secret.
Listen, all right, it's the Killers, a group called the Killers, right?
Yeah, and their hit song, Copacabana.
Joe.
Shame, I know. I'm sorry. I love that song. I can't help it. I'm sure you guys play a song or two on your station, don't you?
No, we don't.
No one alive today plays Barry on the radio, Joe. It's just you and your ringtone. I'm sorry, my friend.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 9:47, and it's time for What It Do, Nephew.
Sorry, you must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
Kevin, what time is your flight leaving Las Vegas today?
12:30, and it could not be sooner. Oh, okay, I want to go home. I need to go home.
We better get right to this then. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number toll-free. You call us. You get on the air. Tell us what it do. And we'll give you a prize today. It's a pair of passes to the K-Rock Advance screening of Good Luck Chuck, starring the always awesome Jessica Alba and the always horrible Dane Cook. So you be the judge of how that one's going to go. September 21st is the date it's in theaters. Why don't we start with, Mike from Torrance. Mike, what it do, nephew? Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Didn't get a chance to see UFC this weekend. That's what you're calling about?
Oh, man. It was an awesome card. The main event was okay. Rampage went off on some guy and went the full 25 minutes. But the best part is after he won, his quote was, "I didn't think his head would hurt my knuckles that bad." It was like the best thing. Like, he punched him in the face so many times, and instead of saying, like, "I gave him a good one," he's like, "His head almost broke my hand."
That's funny. So,
and then the best fight had to have been the deaf guy. There was a wrestler, and he went out there, and the other guy was talking trash because he's deaf, and I thought he won, but the judges saw it otherwise.
So. I don't know how effective talking trash to a deaf guy can be, Mike.
He was like, "I'm going to embarrass him," and it's like he couldn't even hear. Like, and then it pissed everyone off. They're in England, I think, and they're playing Born in the USA, and everybody was booing him. Like, what's the point? He couldn't hear anyways.
Exactly.
Everybody was booing him like crazy.
That and sounds then, like a great night.
Make a sign. Grab your hands and make a sign. Unconk, make a dip, make a sign.
The K-Rock microphones were there. How about that? Thank you for the call, Mike. Let's go down to line 5 and the city of Orange. John, what it do, nephew? Good morning.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
Hey, John.
Hey, earlier on the Showbiz Beat, you were talking to only $5.5 million. Shoot 'em Up only made that much.
Yeah,
that's pretty
cool. It was such a good movie. I saw it opening night, Friday night, and it was so awesome. So
I can't wait.
I recommend it.
Someone emailed us that it probably wasn't on as many theaters because they went to see it too, and there are definitely other movies playing a lot more often. So that was probably part of it. Hopefully, word of mouth will get this moving.
Yeah, I've told pretty much everyone at work and all my friends to go see it, so hopefully they'll tell people. So it's a really good movie.
Awesome.
What about that Monica Bellucci, by the way? How beautiful is she?
Oh, yeah, and then with the whole milk and everything, that was pretty gross.
I'm sorry.
Don't tell us. I don't want to know.
Thanks for the call. Mario is in Alhambra. Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Mario, what it do, nephew?
Alhambra. Hey, I am guy who cannot say vowels anymore. Alhambra.
Hey, Kevin, are you calling for promises by any chance?
I need to leave Las Vegas now.
This is MS.
What's going on?
Hey, guys, why do we turn on the TV and see people who are more miserable than us? I mean, if we wanted to see that, we'd watch Sally Struthers in prime time. Seriously, the new HBO show, Tell Me
Which
You Love
one?
Me.
Tell Me You Love Me. I saw it, too.
Oh, my God. I wanted to go Owen Wilson like 15 minutes
But
in.
Mario, some pretty explicit sex.
It's just some, very, oh, my God.
Very explicit.
It was porn.
It was.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I'm on board.
But it's not really hot sex. It's kind of like just because we're there sex.
They're making hate?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
There are certainly couples having a lot of trouble. But I think it's kind of interesting. I don't get depressed by that stuff, but the sex keeps me in for sure.
Oh. Thank you, Mario.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, now that the Sopranos went away and now Entourage is gone, Flight of the Conchords is gone, and you're thinking, man, where's my pay cable stuff? And I guess they're rolling out the new shows now. Curb Your Enthusiasm came back last night, and that was a fantastic episode. I don't know if you saw that, Lisa, but
haven't
it was great.
Seen it yet.
And then Tell Me You Love Me is another new one that we're talking about, this new show on HBO that Mario called about, and that might be one. It sounds like worth checking out, too.
Let's say good morning to Gene on line 3.
We don't have the time, I'm sorry.
That's where
to
we need to go is line 3. Gene is Newport Beach. Hey, Gene.
Hi, Gene.
It's you, nephew. Hey,
what,
baby.
What it do?
What it do?
If you guys see Ralph, tell him to rest in peace also.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, poor Ralph. I'm going to miss him.
I'd like to call BS on Bean. When you guys were talking to the Joe Maloof, and he was talking about Barry Manilow when the ringtone came up. And
sure.
Joe Maloof was the only one listening to Barry when we all know that Bean loves his sweet little Barry.
Bean was being a hypocrite. That's true.
Yes.
I do confess that I was piling on for the fun of it, just to make fun of our guest, our Joe Maloof. But after the interview, I said, dude, I was just kidding about that. I couldn't love Barry any more than I do. So I did at least confess to his face that I was on his side. But for the purposes of, you know, beating the crap out of him in a big, giant gang, yeah, I definitely piled on. There's no question.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, though, Gene. I'm glad you caught that. At the time, I was thinking, I don't know, should I say something? Because it just feels wrong to have Bean making fun of a guy having a Barry Manilow ringtone. I should bring up the fact that Bean loves him, but then it's too much of a sidetrack. So
I was the Jewish guy burning down synagogues and just not telling anybody I was Jewish. That was definitely me.
You're a self-hater. That's what you are.
I'm a bad person, but I do love the Barry, so I'm proud of being a fan of
that. That makes you even worse.
All of our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show, including 50 Cent. His new CD is called Curtis. That one comes out everywhere, of course, tomorrow. Also, thanks to Joe Maloof. And, man, the Palms, every one of those properties they have are just fantastic in Las Vegas. And they're getting bigger and better all the time. So definitely swing by there next time you're in Las Vegas. And thanks to our friend Harvey Levin for joining us. TMZ.com is, of course, our favorite entertainment website of choice. And tonight, starting at 6:30 on Channel 11, Fox TV here in L.A., you can catch the debut of TMZ TV. And we recommend you definitely check that out.
All right. Thanks to the Mandalay Bay for having us here all weekend. I need to come home. I need to come home right now. Tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have some good stuff, and you're going to like it, and you should tune in. And we have things
that are
funny,
right?
And entertaining and good.
I think Kevin is looking at, he hasn't packed yet, and he's got a flight at noon.
Yeah.
I think that's part of what's going
on
here.
I need
Kat Corbett's coming up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. How about the Chili Peppers Killers? Our guest, Serge Tankian, from earlier this morning. I forgot to thank. His new song is called Empty Walls. His CD comes out October the 23rd, called Elect the Dead. We'll be hearing some of that. Jane's Addiction, Linkin Park, and more after this on the world-famous K-Rock.